Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
I want to stop for a second. We'll do the regular. Joe, you can go ahead and do what you're doing. You know, delivering the drinks right as we're starting the show, as you do every day. This is Joe's schedule.
It's my fault.
No, it's not. Listen, it's a sad day. I just want to take a second out. We're going to change the theme song just for today. Hi, Mike. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Hi. Don, how are you?
Fine. This probably went unnoticed to most.
Not to me.
But last night, Randy Van Warmer died.
Who would he be?
Yeah.
Mike? I can't tell you how many times in the late 70s and early 80s I would play this song and I would think about just killing myself over and over because I hated it so much. But then there would always be the part where you could say, the girl got in the car and she made my van warmer. Anyway, he's dead.
What's his name again?
Randy Van Warmer.
Not a lot of hits after this one.
This was it. Just when I needed you most.
Man, that just screams 70s.
I didn't stand. I don't know how many of you were touched like I was touched.
I miss you more.
Is it Robbie Van Warmer?
It's Randy Van Warmer.
Randy. Randy. Robbie Van Winkle.
What? Hi, everybody.
He didn't literally touch you, did he?
It was a Pat Benatar-like moment.
Okay.
Let's hold it here.
And Air Supply.
Just when I needed you most.
It's not Air Supply, Buzz.
Are they okay, though?
You left me just when I really needed you most.
Randy Van Warmer.
It's pretty good, guys.
I think there's a future. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
And now we do the stupid thing. We do this even though you know we're here already.
Yeah. Thank you, Jordan.
The door had to open for them.
Boy, they could have stayed out.
They're upset about Randy Van Warmer.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
I guarantee you, we've got that one covered. Not even the classical station was saluting Randy Van Warmer today.
Right.
You know what got him?
What got him?
Leukemia.
What got him?
Leukemia.
Leukemia? Oh, yeah, that's not a joke.
No.
Is that the truth?
I thought you said hate.
No, it's got a setup. And our best to the widow Van Warmer.
Was there a widow Van Warmer?
I don't know. We don't know. But you're sure about the leukemia thing?
I read it in the paper.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Lots of good rating stories and all the ships at sea. They can go with why all day because they're curious.
Curious.
Curious. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Clark.
Thank you, Robbie. Hi, yeah. Thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Wednesday, 01-14-04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi there, Buzz. You packed in the morning. I stared out the window. Struggled for something to say. You left me just when I needed you most. God damn it. Damn you, God.
But Air Supply's still alive.
Buzz, nothing. Nothing beats Randy Van Warmer.
I know. Well, as long as there's still Air Supply.
Our tribute to Randy Van Warmer. Who's the biggest pussy on the face of the earth? Come on. You know him. You're looking at him. No. No. No, it's not.
Rob Spielman.
No, it's not him. It's not him. It's me.
Why? How so?
Well, first, I play Randy Van Warmer on our show. But no, there would be the entire doctor issue. I won't go into great detail because we're a jam-packed show, but I had a checkup a couple of days ago, and they left a very cryptic message on my answering machine last night saying, everything's okay, but call first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm lucky enough that the doctor that I go to see, Dr. Bombay, Buzz's wife works there as a nurse.
Right.
So I call Buzz last night.
She pretends.
I said, hey, how you doing? Put your wife on the phone.
Uh-huh.
And she picked the phone, and I said,
what's the deal?
Am I dying?
Yeah.
And she said, as far as I know, you're not.
Good.
And I said,
well, why is it that, and it turned out it was, they have to do some more tests. It's nothing. You know, who knows? It has something to do with my potassium level.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I do eat a lot of bananas, because I do, and he said, that doesn't matter. And I guess my thought on all of this is, first of all, how stupid of me to, you know, they just called and said, I just had a bunch of blood tests done, the yearly checkup, and they said, hey, just call us. Well, not me. I got home. I'm positive that this was it.
That they were going to give you the news that you were going to check out, you had 6 months to live, you wouldn't Randy Van Warmer.
That this was it. Now, keep in mind that also the Dr. Bombay had put his finger up the bad the bad place.
Right. He didn't find anything up there, though.
No, but here's the thing.
Not even a dirty glove.
Right. I get this message last night, and I'm sitting in my cave, and I'm just with my dogs. Frida's off. She's working. And, God, I love saying that. She's out. She's working.
Right.
And the door is open just a crack, but all of a sudden I start thinking about, I'm listening to this message, and the door blows open.
Oh, that's spooky. And did you see a bright light?
No, I didn't see it. This is why I'm such a pussy.
Because scared.
Because at this point I'm saying, come on. Now this is...
Well, what did the message say exactly that got you thinking like that?
It was, hi, this is so-and-so.
Did he sound sober?
Was it the doctor himself that made the call?
No, it was a...
Undertaker?
It was a... yeah, you're right, it was a coroner.
That's when you got to worry, when the doctor himself makes
the
call.
Well, I heard that then this morning I spoke to the doctor. Anyway, listen, the point is, as far as I know, I'm not dying.
Good.
But I do want to say, I think that of anybody in my life that I'm close to, I'm ready for me to go. I'm not that I'm looking forward to it, not that I'm happy about it.
You mean you've made peace already?
You're reconciled.
I'm ready.
If
it's got to be me, it's got to be me.
I am so not ready.
And listen to this.
I have so much to take care of.
Because it could happen at any time. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I want to live to be 100. And that's the thing that's a pisser, is that you'll get a guy like me.
Yeah.
And I probably will live to be 100 because
you're ready to go.
Because
right?
I'm positive that any moment, no matter what I've done.
And I'm not ready to go. I need to be
No matter what I've done to try to make myself physically healthier, I'm positive I'm still gonna. It's just one day it's gonna happen. So last night I get this call saying, "Hi, it's the doctor's office. We got the test results. It's the answer to your question is, the message was, we got your test results back. It's not an emergency, but please call us first thing tomorrow."
That is so nasty to leave a message like that.
And the lady was not, and I spoke to her this morning, it was not her.
But it's scary to leave you a message like that.
So then the door blows open, and then my mother-in-law calls me up, and I say, hey, Big Frieda, what's happening? And this is how my mother-in-law works. She reads something, she hears something that she thinks that I will think is funny, or I will say on the radio. She calls me, tells me this stuff all the time.
That's nice.
And I'm fine with it. It's actually very nice.
Yeah.
She calls, and you must know that I have a good relationship with my mother-in-law. She said, I wanted to tell you that I was just reading a story about the fact that men between the ages of whatever, and I'm in the age range.
Oh, no.
She said, this is out of the blue. I swear to God, call her up and she'll tell
Coincidence.
You. She said, they say that if you got your jerk on a lot,
your mother-in-law would...
Yeah, and she used the word...
Wow.
You know, my mother-in-law uses the word that Infinity Broadcasting won't let us use.
The M word?
It starts with M. Oh, uh-huh. You know, like baiting your hook.
Yeah.
She says, there's a story that she read that the more that a man did that when he was a youngster, the less his chance of getting prostate cancer.
Well, and then I'm free.
And that's
true. Yeah.
And that's what I said to her too, because that's like the kind.
I think our generation really honed and refined that.
That's right? The stuff she calls me with. Okay, that's that was like the standard. Okay, well, and I said the same thing to her. Well, then God, I'm healthy as a horse. Okay, all right, see you later. Bye bye.
As a young man, like before, how old?
I didn't get all the specifics. That's pretty much how I do it with her. It's hit and run. If you
25.
Pardon the pun.
Before 25.
Before 25.
Well, Robbie.
If only Randy had known.
Randy the Head Warmer.
Yeah.
Yes. Hey, way to keep bringing that up. Way to keep bringing me down when I'm just getting over the fact that I'm not dying.
He likes death more than you like death.
So I hang up the phone, and then I say to myself, well, now the door just blew open, and the doctor did have his finger there, and Big Frieda just called and said this thing. So I... in some recess of my mind...
Were you thinking the big casino?
Yeah, in some small part of my mind, I was thinking, okay, if I wake up tomorrow morning and I call... Like they're going to know from putting his finger in my Duke and taking blood, that they're going to know...
The blood test.
They're going to know that I've got butt cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I know logically that this is not the case.
Right.
But because I'm just there and this is happening... And all of these things are happening. This is what I'm thinking. And last night I was like, well, I will miss my wife. I will miss my son.
Wow. But you knew you were covered. You knew you'd done your homework.
No, I know. I know. It's just, it's a weird thing.
Yeah. I understand. Coincidence.
That I,
Sure.
Oh, God.
But don't go now.
No, I'm not going anywhere, Buzz. I just want you to know. If something happens today, if my potassium level drops during the show,
your potassium level was elevated.
It's at code orange right now, my potassium. Back in the morning. It should be at code yellow, like a nice banana.
And as I asked you today, what does that mean? And you're not a nervous Nelly.
No.
You could care less. No. I mean, it's not that you couldn't care, but you don't care.
No.
You care to a certain point, but you don't care enough to find out the details. I said to him on the phone, I said... What does an elevated potassium level mean? He said, he calls me, he says, it's off the charts. I said, what does that mean?
My potassium number, my blood test. And they say,
I don't know.
It's either one of two things. It's either a lab,
an anomaly.
Yes, a problem with the lab that did the blood work, or, as I said to Mike, my body's simply shutting down.
You wouldn't be standing here. You're going to be fine.
I know I am.
Are you nervous about it a little bit?
No, not really. And even last night I wasn't, because I knew I'm okay.
First thing he said to me when he called me today, my body, hey, man, my body's shutting down.
My body's shutting down.
That's what he said, my body's shutting down.
My body's shutting down. Oh, I'm sorry, Rob.
I knew there was trouble when I called him this morning, and all he said was, not today, Rob.
No, but for goodness sakes, I have to stay alive because I have responsibilities. I have to tell you how much I love 24. Oh, God. I forgot
that
about...
That show's still on?
Yes. I forgot about my butt cancer last night.
Oh, good.
For a solid hour. And that 24 is nothing like it used to be. I think now, 24 now is a cult show.
Yeah.
It's not a mass... popular show.
No.
With the mass popular.
Alicia Cuthbert? I always ask that.
Yeah, but they don't put her in any skimpy outfit.
Almost none.
Well, then screw them. But no, it's like a soap opera. Because Nina's back and, President Palmer's wife is back.
Oh, you really? The evil lady from Larry Sanders.
Yeah,
Sherry.
Lady is back. Anyway, the show is just as dumb as a box of rocks, but I really do love it, the show 24.
That's a good thing. Well, you know, if you love what you love, you love what
really,
you love.
Right? I really do. Oh, and listen, also want to tell you, we have we're going to have one, maybe two segments today.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, two segments with the people who work here behind the scenes.
Oh, how exciting is that?
On our show.
Excellent.
Both of them are going to be featuring members of the engineering department.
Very good.
I want to wait. On one of these segments, mm-hmm. Because I think Wendell's is, we have a Wendell, our engineer, it's his birthday. His birthday's been a couple of days ago. And
good for Wendell. I'm glad. We've never celebrated Wendell's birthday.
And we have some adult entertainment coming in today for Wendell.
Oh, good.
And then we also have...
That's very, very exciting!
We also have the guy upstairs, the new chief engineer of Infinity WJFK, our radio station, Tony.
Oh,
that is his name, Tony.
Tony is the new boss in the engineering department, and apparently Tony answered a lot of questions. He's a good guy.
Well, here's the deal before we get into this. This guy, Tony, he is an enigma. He truly is, because he's taken this office, which has been like every chief engineer, piles of stuff and junk and broken stuff.
Yeah.
And what he's done is he has turned it into a swank penthouse, his office. That's what he has done.
You know, I have not gotten look at it yet.
He's put carpeting in. He has painted one of he's painted one of the walls a bluish color. He has his aroma-scented candles. He has an archway radio, and he never slices. He never listens.
And I never slice.
He never listens to any of the shows that are...
Well, you tell me he listens to jazz.
He listens to jazz very loud in his office. And beyond one time when he walked past the window and I said, oh, there goes Fat Tony, that's been my only on-air conversation. I said hi to him, and I said Fat Tony because that's who he reminded me of from The Simpsons, but I want to change that now.
Okay.
That, and without knowing this gentleman at all, he's the chief engineer. He has the office right next to ours.
Right.
But I only know him from walking by and saying hello to him.
Seems like a nice guy. Couldn't be nicer.
I believe that the Simpsons character that I'm going to have to associate him with is the Doctor.
Oh, yeah.
That is, in, when I hear Tony...
Well, that's right, Mr. Simpson.
Yeah, now when I hear our engineer,
right.
Tony, speaking...
And hillbillies like to be called sons of the soil, but it ain't going to happen.
That's what I hear.
Dr. Hibbert.
Yeah, Dr.
That's
Hibbert.
That's right.
Well, I'm afraid that you've got to do something dramatic, Mr. Simpson.
We have a segment today. Let's meet Tony.
Yeah. Good.
Now, here's part of the deal. I went to Rob, and I said, please ask Tony if he'll come down, and we can do a little Let's Meet Tony thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, Tony's hours don't jive with our hours.
Wow.
And as it turns out, here's the magic of this company coming through again, shining through like a beacon. This is why I'm not afraid of dying, because I'm already I'm already in hell. We said to Tony, said via Rob to Tony the engineer, well, you know, you don't have to come down if you're actually not going to be in the building.
Right.
We'll give you a call. And his answer was that Alan, the general manager, won't pay for his cell phone.
Well, yeah, they've got it now, so we have an engineer here all day, and Tony's day only goes till 3, but he wouldn't feel right about calling in for Meet Tony until the station provides him with a cell phone.
Very good.
I understand.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's like right away understanding the Infinity
and,
Way. Yeah,
and you know what? He'll get it. He will get it because he's holding out.
Why would the chief engineer of a radio station need a cell phone?
Why would we ever need to call him?
What would happen, Buzz? Who knows?
What could happen?
So anyway,
that's great.
Let's meet Tony. And we're going to do this throughout today's show. And it's going to be great because we're not only are you guys going to meet him, but
we're going to meet him too.
Mike and I and Buzz, everybody, we're going to meet him.
News to us.
And
we're going to play a game, aren't we?
Yes, we have over 30 questions that we've crafted. Now, I don't know the answers to these questions. I know all the questions. I don't know the answers. We'll play a game to see who can guess the answers to the questions.
Wait, you know, it's great because I really don't know Tony all that well.
None of us do. This is how we're going to get to know him.
Some of the questions are actually going to be pretty self-explanatory. Like, you got Tony loaded up there. Is he right here? First, we just asked him to enter and sign in so everybody gets to know him. Tony.
Thank you so much, Don. We're going to play Let's Meet Tony. It's Tony the Engineer. Tony, enter and sign in, please, with your name and official title.
Tony Diggs, Managing Engineer.
Okay. That's where the fun starts.
Very good.
Sure does.
That's where the fun starts.
I like that.
Now, I'll give you one right now.
Uh-huh.
Just a...
Are we going to play the game now?
Yeah.
All right.
God, there's so many great questions. There are so many great questions here. All right, let's go with what is your favorite radio station?
All right.
This is the chief engineer.
I got some intel on this one.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, but I what do you think he's going to say?
I think that he will say probably the jazz station, since I hear him playing jazz music all the time.
I'll say he'll say WJFK.
And Buzz?
I'm going to say the jazz station also.
All right, let's play. Let's Meet Tony. Now, Mike, do you have the answer in advance, though?
No, I mean, I just think that he'll play the politically correct
part. All right, here we go. Let's meet Tony.
What is your favorite radio station? Truth, please.
Oh, let me think about that one. WJFK?
Bingo!
Again with the question mark.
Bingo!
Take WJFK out of the picture. Just theoretically, what is your favorite
radio
station?
Truthfully, I normally don't listen to radio that much. It's normally CDs and jazz.
Bingo! Yeah. You know, then technically I win.
Yep, you got that one.
Yeah, right? You sure did.
Well, wait till you get.
Thank you, Tony.
Wait till you get to some of the. Well, Mike, wait till you get to question number 20.
Okay.
Do you think Mike O'Mara is a nice man?
Now why do you say that? Do you know the answer?
No, I don't.
You don't know the answer.
No, and don't feel bad because question 19 is, do you think Don Geronimo is a nice man?
That's a great way of framing the question, too.
So anyway, that's coming up today on the show.
Oh, okay.
We have all of that.
We
don't have time for that now, but
right.
I promise we'll come back to that. We'll meet Tony. My wife, I just have to say, this is such a rip-off thing. But not really a ripoff. Listen to this. Maybe you heard my wife. You can't miss her. You can hear her even if you don't have a radio. If you're driving down the road and you roll down your window, you're going to hear her. Just the voices in your head. She was on the show one day last week, and she's screaming, "Oh, I won a contest! I won this $5,000 shopping spree."
You know, I've been tremendously curious about that.
Okay.
Just to find out if she got any really good swag.
Well, here's the deal. What it was actually was it was at a fancy shopping center in Georgetown, and they said it was a $5,000 shopping spree, but she didn't get to pick out any of the items, and she didn't get to pick the stores that she went to get the items. And now in our living room, we have what they say is $5,000. I say more like maybe $100.
Really? That bad?
Worth of absolute junk. What this shopping mall must have done, I got to be very careful because they might be a client, but what this particular mall did was they must have gone to every store except the good ones in the mall and said, "What's the crappiest thing you've got?"
So it's quantity, not quality.
That you want to get rid of. For instance, there are all these boxes, you know, and I guess this happens to anybody if you win one of these shopping mall, you know, "Hey, it's the prize patrol." You think you're going to walk in and you're going to go, "I'm going to take that big screen TV. That's $5,000. No, it's they've already supplied their suggested retail price on these items.
Right.
Is $5,000. So I said to her, "Is there anything for me in there at all?" And she said, "Well, there is a box that has a bunch of shampoo and hair care products."
That's it. You love those.
And I went in, and it is a giant box. Now, it is a lifetime supply. It had these big, big whoop-ass bottles of shampoo, 12 of these babies, like a gallon of shampoo in each one, and conditioner. And I noticed as I was opening the box, it said leftovers. They had actually written inside the box
leftovers.
And one of the other boxes said overstocked.
What were they quality products?
I guess they are. I mean, not really. I mean, I don't know.
Did you get anything that was worthwhile?
I think it's all junk. I think most of the stuff really we got,
it's all crap.
I think most of the stuff is junk.
What do you mean shampoo? How much shampoo to get up to the total of $5,000?
Well, if you go to one of these places, you know, well, the kind of place where my wife goes,
yes, sir, that you can easily pay, I think, upwards of $20 for a bottle of shampoo.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and if you got that overstocked, you put 20 of those in a big box, and you make somebody feel important because they got a big box. It's like, congratulations, here's $1,000 worth of shampoo, when really you could just get some of the Palmolive dishwashing liquid, put that in your hair, and save yourself $1,000.
So nothing out of the $5,000 was anything that even remotely approached quality.
No, I got a new deal with my wife. When she's not working, when she's via the radio and the telephone, she calls in. That unless I absolutely need it for something.
Right.
You know, whenever she calls in, we'll ask her. But I'm sure that...
No electronics at all.
No, she would agree. It's all junk.
No furniture.
No. Oh, and there was one box in particular that looked like it had to have something exquisite inside. I was thinking like a jewelry store. Just, what?
Simply exquisite.
Because really, the box was like this presentation, this velvety thing, and it's got the writing in
Boston. So you're thinking diamond.
So I opened this thing up, and it's a... it's a Christmas ornament for a tree. It's a fancy Christmas ornament for a tree.
It's valued at $1,500.
Something like, I don't know. It's just beware if you win one of those things that, you know, that you might not end up with anything good. You might just end up with a bunch of junk.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm very disappointed.
Because that's what she...
Because I was excited about that. I thought it was going to be terrific.
She got nothing. She got absolutely nothing worthwhile. Most of that's it, I imagine most of it I'll be bringing in. I guess if you want, giving it away on the air. It's just a bunch of junk.
I'd sure like to sift through it.
Sure.
I'm always looking for swag.
Who doesn't like a $20
shampoo? I mean, whenever Colette has...
Are you kidding?
Whenever Colette has the door open to the prize closet, I always check out stuff.
Hey, Joe!
I'm always looking for something.
Joe, do me a favor, pal.
Is it in your car?
Sure is.
Hey, that's...
Why is it in your car?
Oh, she used your car?
Yeah. Hey, well, and not all of it is in there. Just some of it. Some of the stuff is in there.
Do you think there's any possibility that I'll have any interest in anything that's in your car?
I don't think so. But it's...
I like toiletry.
But it was all free. Well, no, all that stuff is there. All the shampoo and stuff is at my house.
Oh, it's at your house.
It's at my house.
Well, what's in your car?
I took out the stuff I wanted. Well, what's in my car is what I guess is what's really the crappy stuff.
See, here we go. I don't think we're getting the whole story here.
No, you are.
You took out
the stuff.
You took out the stuff you wanted.
There was there was nothing of value. Please don't make me call her now. This is part of my deal. She'll tell you the same thing. There was nothing of value in there.
But this is how it filters down. The stores gave you the crap they don't want anymore, and then you filtered out, you know, the cream of that, and then you brought the crap that you don't want anymore.
So what's in the... Well, let's bring it up here. Let's rummage through it.
Joe or somebody run down to my car.
And I know Rob likes stuff, too.
I'll do it myself during the break. I'll go out and get it myself.
Now, you're not well.
I'm fine.
You're loopy with the high potassium. Just make sure you don't eat any bananas on
the off the chart. Doctor said to me, I said that to the doctor, I said, you know, with these EAF shakes. That
here's
I have.
Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Joe.
Hey, Joe. Hi. What are you enjoying? What's the early snack today, Joe?
Barbecue chicken.
Oh. Right on. Why break a tradition? Joe, it's in the back, if you wouldn't mind. All right. Lickety split. There's three bags down there, maybe a box full of junk.
Wow. You know, when you said that, hey, Joe, I'm sure you're sitting in his desk going.
That's one of the things I mentioned to the doctor. I said to him, you know, he said, well, your potassium is off the chart. You know, the astronomical. I said, you know, I have like two bananas a day, maybe sometimes three that I put into my shakes. He said, my friend, you could be a monkey. You could be on a desert island eating bananas all day.
Right.
Your potassium would never be this high.
Oh, really?
Never.
Oh,
never
boy.
Be this
I guess,
high.
I guess mistakes on potassium levels in blood readings are common. So
yes,
it could be an anomaly.
Yes, they are. So we'll find out this junk downstairs. Hi, Robbie.
Now, when they took your blood, did they put it in like a vial or did they put it inside a hollowed-out banana? Because that could also taint the
dried, hollowed-out banana.
Let's use this old banana to dry his blood.
And that's exactly what my arms and my legs look like now, are bruised bananas.
Oh, there you go. Oh, ouch.
I have very tough veins to find. Very hard veins to find.
Now, who are you calling?
I'm going to call my wife, and she's just going to tell
you. I thought you weren't going to do that.
I'm just make it 10 seconds. She'll tell you it's junk, and then we'll move on.
Hello.
Baby.
My darling.
Listen, this has got to be quick, because I got to go to a break. Just tell these guys honestly, that stuff you won from the shopping mall, was it junk or was it good stuff?
I don't want to be rude when it was something I was given.
Right.
At, you know, I don't want to be rude.
That says it.
But if you had to pick one word, would it be quality or junk? And what do you care?
Now, let me just say that it was not essential to my lifestyle, to me.
It was junk. It
wasn't things
it was
that...
It was junk.
Lots of candles.
And when I took that box of shampoo out, would you...
Oh, shampoo will be very useful.
In your estimation...
Forever for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, we got a lot of it. In your estimation, would that be the biggest, most valuable prize that you received in this $5,000 prize you won from the mall?
I think that our doggies will have... The best hairdos of any doggies on the block.
Was the shampoo the best gift or not?
That's the most useful. Yep.
Wow.
So yes,
I'm telling you.
And they said they claimed $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
There was that much. They cleaned out their closets, I was the proud recipient.
She's just too nice to tell you. It's junk.
It's crap.
It's total junk. But
I wouldn't say that. They were just not. The big sellers, I would say.
Right. Yeah, right. Junk.
You know, it might not be the most honest thing, but if you went around to other stores, you could probably return that stuff for store credit and get things you enjoy.
No, they had signed something so you wouldn't do that. They didn't want their things back.
They wanted you to basically clean out their closet.
They wanted me to haul it off.
All right, baby. Thank you. Love you. I'll see you later.
Love you too. Bye, boo.
Are you worried about my potassium levels?
Huh?
Are you worried about my elevated potassium?
I've gotten over it, my worry.
All right,
relax.
I'll see you. See, we're both,
I've
we're both
over my worry.
We're both fine with that. All right, baby. I'll talk to you later.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye. I told you, they're all junk.
Yeah, it's all crap.
They're all junk. But I'll bring some of it in.
It's free junk.
I'll bring some in and show you what it is that you win.
We'll take it off your hands.
When you win a $5,000 shopping spree.
I guarantee there will be one thing, at least one thing I want. Same here.
And this mall that she won it from.
Do I get first dibs?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
And first, whatever she's doing in this mall, I don't know, because this mall is off limits. Mm-hmm. This mall that she won this stuff from, it's like, mark it up 10 times before you even walk in the door.
Used to see President Clinton in that mall.
And still, we got nothing. We got nothing but junk. We got nothing. We got a break. We got Wendell's thing coming up.
Yeah,
is that next?
Yeah,
are the girls here?
Here yeah.
Oh, the all girls right. are here. Oh, we got Wendell's thing coming up.
I'm looking forward to the lockdown.
We've not met Tony yet today.
Right.
God. Oh, and on today's show, finally, Mike.
Yes.
Have I been researching day, night? Yes. The argument, speaking strictly from a cinema point of view, Steve Martin versus Robin Williams.
You going to hold on to the Steve Martin, I'll hold on to the Robin Williams?
No, I'm going
to
read them. You're going to trust me.
Not fair.
Well, one guy's made a lot more movies than the other guy has.
Really?
Your guy has made a lot more movies than my guy has.
As I said yesterday.
And you'll see the quality. Hey, listen, I promise I'll be...
But the argument also, now we have to frame the argument. We have to come back.
Yeah.
We can't start this right now.
No, we're not. I'm just telling you, we're going to have... Joe, bring it over here, please.
The box.
The box. Anyway, Mike, I've got the list of all of the movies, and I think if you and I both give it either a thumbs up or a thumbs down, and we try to be honest about it.
Right.
Like I told you, I would give Good Morning Vietnam a thumbs up.
Well, that's nice of you.
For Robin.
And I would give Dirty Rotten Scoundrels a thumbs up.
Oh, as you should. It's a great movie.
We're off to a fine start.
So anyway, here is, you wonder what you win in a $5,000 shopping spree. Here you go. Right here. Well, first off, you get one of these bouncy balls.
I'll take it.
Gymnic.
Give it to me. I want it.
The way to move. It's a gigantic.
Great for the kids.
It's an exercise ball.
It's an exercise ball. That's right.
Those are happening. That's great for the kids.
There you go.
Just one?
Then you have just one, Mike. I'm sorry.
All right.
Hold on. Here's the world's cheapest squeaky toys. You want these?
Nope.
These look like boardwalk rejects. No. Okay.
Those would be good dog toys.
We've got
what's that?
What was that?
Like a sunglasses or an eyeglass case?
Yeah, that was a personal item.
Oh.
What? Is that something you wanted?
No. The truth is that was something of mine.
Oh, all right. Just dropped in there.
A pair of sunglasses. There you go. Then you have... This is some stupid little,
let me see.
Some type of candy assortment.
Looks like Mike's daughters would enjoy that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
There you go. And here's like a perfect example of what you get. The Hot Tools Professional Micro Crimper for your hair.
You're
kidding me.
No, I'm not.
There's two of them.
Oh, absolutely. You don't think I'm kidding.
Now you can have crimped hair like me.
All right, let me go to the...
Now I just want to point out, I have already... I'm enjoying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 items from this banana.
That's great.
I love swag.
How about this, Mike?
I swear to God, I'm being honest.
We have the beer shot glass. It is a glass that apparently has some kind of a microchip in it. It's one of these Spencer Gifts things that talks to you.
No.
Right.
Jared Beer.
Okay. Yeah, I know you perked up, and I was going to yield to you on that one.
Hold on. How about this?
Joe might
You've
like
seen this
one.
On TV.
Hey,
the Lionel 100th anniversary.
No, alarm clock. Me.
You're
me.
Kidding.
I'm not my kids.
This is great.
Those are pretty good items, actually.
Oh, my God.
If you like that sort of thing.
Seriously, this is fantastic. My kids will love this.
Well, maybe it's because I don't have little kids anymore.
Now, is this a $5,000 shopping spree from items that you could buy in Parade magazine? That's where I think that Lionel train is from.
Mike, here you have from Hot Setter Hair Setters, you have a professional fast heat hair setter. It's like curlers.
A hot curler set. Yeah.
Hot curlers.
Yeah.
Anybody, you want these?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you opening, a beauty salon? Or?
No, I'm just, I'm dating a young lady who might like some of these beauty products.
Ah, here you go, Mike. You were asking about jewelry.
Yeah.
Here you go. Here you go.
Could I get a bag, too?
Here you go. Take a look at that.
A brooch.
Let me see that.
Well, it's yours.
Let me just see it up close.
No, take it. Please take it.
Okay.
Please take it.
Also,
Mike, here's some string of beads that they said.
All right.
This is too funny that you're taking everything.
Okay. I don't know what this looks like. Appears to be damaged.
I know we got a break, Charlie. I am aware of that. Here's some kind of perfume, maybe. Let me see what this is. Give me just a second. It's a bottle of something.
Yeah.
You want it?
Yep.
You got it.
Yes,
okay.
I'm amazed. And you know what? The only thing I don't want... Does anybody want these beads? These beads aren't going to make the cut.
Yeah.
Would your lady like these?
No, I hear they're damaged. No, I don't think so. Thanks.
Mike, hold on.
I don't want the jewelry.
Yeah.
I know you're not... I'm
giving the jewelry back. Here.
I know you're always looking...
The brooch and
hold
the
on.
Beads.
You're always looking for a good coffee table book.
Yeah.
Dale Earnhardt, always a champion.
I'll pass.
Hey,
yeah, pass no,
not for me.
No? Okay,
you can offer him that certificate.
No. Oh, what does the certificate say?
We should give the Dale Earnhardt
gift certificate. If you've read this, you've already had a Merry Christmas. win a free development of 5 rolls of single prints of film.
Wow.
Courtesy of Photo Express. Do you want that money?
I'll pass on that one.
Pass on that one.
Are we getting down to the bottom here?
There's a lovely handbag.
Here's,
two of them.
Here's two purses that my wife passed on.
I'll take the little one.
You want this one? Okay.
Yeah. Good, you made the better choice,
yeah,
Mike.
Take it. And then, let me see. Then there's a book. This is
what's
it?
The book?
A book called A Day Late and a Dollar Short by Terry McMillan. Looks like a girl book. It has a purse on the front of it.
No.
You don't want that?
Nope.
But,
nope.
Okay, no. Well, there you go, everybody. Outside of the shampoo and the Christmas ornaments.
I got the professional fast heat hair setter, the alarm clock.
God.
The Jim Nick. And the two crimpers and the candy. I'm damn happy. I don't care about everything.
You
should be. I'm going to have a little sniff of this.
All this other junk that we've got, if you want it, call now. Just call.
That's
you don't,
lovely.
You don't, well, no, I do want you on the air. I do want to tell you about the junk you've won.
Going to give you another return.
What's that?
This perfume's coming back. Send this to Aline Cunningham. Okay.
So it smells like old woman.
It smells beyond. God. Isn't that horrible?
Ah! God, that's bad.
It smells like some sort of elegant dessert wine.
What I really think is the best thing is the... I'm going to actually put this up in my kids' room when I have them and set their alarm so they'll have this go off.
Everybody's seen that ad on TV, right? With the little...
And in Parade Magazine.
The little trainable kid who's got his little...
get it?
Choo-choo Charlie.
Trainable?
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Hello.
Hey, listen, do you want this junk?
Sure.
Want that.
What?
Rob's trying to throw the jewelry in.
I thought it was fun.
Do you want this stuff? There's a purse and a stinky perfume and there's some kind of a shawl. There's the Dale Earnhardt book. There's the beer glass that makes fart sound effects.
He has to come pick it up.
Do you want this?
Not really.
Does anybody do that crimping anymore?
Thank you. With their hair? Yeah. No. Hey, listen. You already took those.
All right, yeah.
Your
all
responsibility. All right, listen. You know what? We're doing a food drive here at the station. And I know that these are not food items.
No, they're not.
But there's nothing in the box. So, Rob, would you go put all this stuff in the box?
You bet.
Out in the lobby.
This will give the appearance that people are making donations.
And let me take a moment out to mention, is it the Washington Area Food Bank?
That's the one.
Right here in the lobby of WJFK.
Please drop by and give.
Drop down, drop by your food, or if your wife happens to win a $5,000 shopping spree that ends up being pretty much junk from the shops at Georgetown Park.
In fact, leave some food, take a prize.
Oh, these are all lovely candies.
There you go, Mike. Hold on, we have somebody.
All French, though, jeez.
What is this? Alex, what do you want?
I was interested in the Terry McMillan book, if I could.
Okay. Hold on a second.
See?
Hello, Jaris, what do you want? Jaris?
Jared.
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 Oh, hi, Jared. You. What do you want?
And can I get that Earnhardt book?
That's already... no, it's not. You got it.
Cool, thanks, man.
Hold on, you're very...
See?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
I would like the Dale Earnhardt book.
That's
there we go. Our listeners are beginning to take. And you're going to get a lot of those Dale Earnhardt requests in about a half an hour.
Don and Mike, hello, listen. Next caller gets everything. You want all this junk, you got it. Hello?
Yeah, I'll take it all.
You got it. Beautiful. Thanks.
There you go.
What's your name?
Rob.
Where are you from, Rob?
Baltimore.
Right on, Live 105. Thank you. Hold on, you're a gigantic winner.
Thanks.
$5,000 worth of absolute unusable garbage.
Yeah.
Junk.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. I'm taking a second look. Huh. I got all, you know, I let the greed get the best of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You made that whole statement for me, though. No matter what, hair crimper, I'll take it. I got a second one. I'll take it.
Yeah, I think just a few hours from now, Carla's going to be looking at me like I'm an a-hole.
like that doesn't happen all the time. We'll be back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, people! Have I had sex with anyone in this room tonight?
No.
You sure about this?
Yeah.
All right, good. Resume party.
The Don and Mike Show. Time to polish the peanuts. Time for Don and Mike.
Oh, you bet it is. They know our engineer for the last, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years has been Wendell Hall.
Good man.
We've had moments with Wendell. The best way to describe my good friend Wendell would be to say he's like, if you were to picture him, if I was to say to you, think of a Vietnam vet
who maybe came back with a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Even though, as far as I know, Wendell never served in Vietnam.
He kind of has that look.
He does. And I don't want to, he's not Full Metal Jacket. He's definitely not Full Metal Jacket.
No. But he is wrapped a little tight.
He is, and he's a sensitive guy.
Very, very sensitive guy. Most sensitive engineer we've ever worked with.
And I can understand that, because I'm sensitive, too. Mm-hmm. Behind all this BS, you know, I heard.
You believe?
I worry about butt cancer.
You know what's great about Wendell? Let me tell you what's great about Wendell. And this is my criteria for anybody. He's interesting. Mm-hmm. He's got something going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he might overreact. He might go crazy at parties. But you know what? The fact of the matter is, he brings something to the table, which is more than I can say for most of the people in this world.
That's true. He has definitely had his moments on our show. He's received oral favors when we were on the air in Reno.
Yeah, we had to stop real quick when standards and practices stepped in.
But, you know, that's where you really find out about a guy.
That's right.
That he could stand in a room of his peers, mm-hmm. get aroused while we're doing the radio show.
And,
with all
and,
of
was,
us,
and was willing to stay there until finish if we hadn't had to stop.
Standing there with his thing,
mm-hmm.
and the girl working on his thing.
The girl with the big teeth.
Wendell has always been a favorite person at parties.
Yep. I remember the time on the road when Wendell brought a glass of Sambuca.
A bottle
of Sambuca to my room at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Because Mike's afraid of flying.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, who can't remember Wendell's last great the Lucy Juicy stuff?
Yes.
His girlfriend Lucy, and maybe Wendell's last and greatest call to the show right before the holidays. That tank called. He was bombed. He had some time off.
Yeah, he had some downtime. He wasn't on the clock, and nope. He was enjoying himself.
Just called the show, and he was bombed. And he's here now, and it's recently been his birthday. And uh-huh. he's like the only guy that works here who's not had the two girls show.
Right, and he deserves it more than anybody else.
He sure does. Let's bring him in now. Let's bring in Wendell Hall.
Wendell Smoot Hall, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. I think he's been saving up.
There he is.
Hi, Wendell, how are you?
I'm well. You?
And how old are you now?
36.
36. When was your birthday?
Monday.
Well, happy belated birthday,
yeah,
Wendell.
Thank you.
Happy
birthday.
I know that you will enjoy both Skylar and Mia, or is it Maya?
Maya.
Skylar, what is it?
Skylar and Maya.
Skylar and Maya.
From Amazing Entertainment.
Right.
Go to AmazingEntertainment.com, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Wendell's hobbies are speeding with his Jeep and firing bazookas out in the Midwest with his friends.
Wendell, we know from our trip to Reno with you.
Mm-hmm.
God, that was 5 years ago, something
that was
like
a
that.
Long time.
That was a long time ago. But we know that... Unambition. You are really uninhibited. Everything's up for grabs with Wendell.
So I see that Charlie Broyle is now bringing in these satchels that belong to Skylar and Mia. Maya?
We've got the disco music that we're going to be
what,
using.
Charlie? What were you going to say? Come on, what were you going to say?
What are you going to say?
Charlie?
What? Her name is Skylar.
Skylar.
Yeah. Well, now mine says Skylar.
That's how it's spelled.
Oh, but it's Skylar? Yeah.
Skylar and Maya?
Yes.
Skylar and Maya. Well, let's. They sound like a law firm. Let's bring them in.
The law firm of Skylar and Maya coming into the studio right now. Wowzy. Whoa. Wendell, you lucky man. You've got some talent here.
You know what? We're going to need the digital camera here because we need a picture of these girls, one that they'll let us put up on the website, so you can at least see that these girls are pretty.
Don, can I just get something out of the way first here?
Sure.
Since it was explained to me during the break that this might not be the stuff that I should be handing out. I'm just going to ask the ladies if they would want.
No, negative.
I can't do that?
No. Mike?
The crimper?
Mike?
One of the... you gave me two crimpers. I want to know...
No.
Crimper, not acceptable?
You got to take...
No,
you
anyway.
Okay, all right.
You got to take that junk home now.
All right, I will.
Or throw it away.
All right, I will.
Whatever you... Or we'll give it away on the air.
The crimper?
Maybe later.
Tammy was just making fun of me, you know, and telling me I shouldn't do that. But anyway, I digress.
Now, which one is Skylar?
I'm Skylar.
Hi, Skylar. Can you step right up to that microphone? Skylar, how old are you?
Don't ever ask a woman that question.
Well, come on.
Mid-20s.
All right. And your measurements?
I think a 34C, 25 maybe, 34.
Mm. Yeah, like perfect.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And very pretty. Yeah. You're very pretty.
We could measure.
And
Buzz.
You're just good idea. Idea. Mia? Maya. I'm sorry. Maya, hi.
With names.
Hi, Maya. How old are you? Can I ask? Don't
early
get mad. 20s. Early 20s?
Yeah.
And
have you met Wendell yet? Have you lovely ladies had a chance to meet Smoot?
Sure.
There he is.
And
hey, Wendell, check out that Maya. Check out how big do you think her breasts are, Wendell?
Big enough.
make a guess, Wendell. Make a guess.
Stop that.
Come on, make a guess.
She's moving them. That's not my guess.
She's doing that Arnold thing.
Hey, Wendell, is this the first next to that thing we did in Reno? This is the first two girls show that you've had, right?
Yeah, it is.
So, how big do you think Maya's boobs are, Wendell?
36.
And Skylar was just sort of checking them out. Wow. She was feeling the melons, so to speak.
And your size is?
36.
Wow. Hey, way to go, Wendell.
I think that deserves a round of applause.
All right, so we have the digital camera now, right, Charlie? So we'll put the pictures of the girls and Wendell up on WJFK.com. You just click on the Donna Mike icon, so you'll be able to see the girls, to see that these girls, they ain't slugs. We wouldn't put their pictures up.
Slugs. They ain't slugs.
Really?
That's high praise.
That's Wendell with the two ladies. We wouldn't put the picture up, you know, like right. I said, if they're slugs.
Right.
They're not.
And they're not.
They're attractive girls.
Statuesque, long blonde hair. Now, will you ladies, will you need Wendell to be seated in the throne of honor, as we like to call it?
Wendell, have a seat, and Rob, if you'll get the microphone situated.
Relax, Wendell. Wendell, just pull up a seat. Pull up a chair.
Well, thank you. And get ready for it.
And Rob is very excited because he's got the microphone, the same brand of microphone that was used by Ed McMahon during the
SM63.
Now, here's the deal.
Sounds great.
Girls, the song we're going to play is 4 minutes and 2 seconds long. You got to do all of your... Yeah, it's a fade.
Yeah.
But I'll play it to the label, Robbie. You got to do everything you're going to do on Wendell in 4 minutes.
Can I get him set up first?
Yeah, get him set up. Get him set up.
Well, that's half the fun.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, we are under the clock today. We had a very long first segment. So she's going to get Wendell set up. What do you need Wendell to do, Skylar?
I just wanted to move him back so we had room.
All right, now, are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready for the four-minute drill?
Now, we need, you know what, why don't you give Wendell the handheld if his hand is...
Maya, you go ahead and make yourself comfortable.
Thank you.
You go right ahead.
You can get some commentary from Wendell. And Wendell, if it's a problem for you...
Listen to this microphone.
If you need to use your hands for any reason, just set the microphone down so we can still hear you.
All right.
All right. And Robbie, if you get number 4, and Mike, maybe help out at number 3, down by where the action is starting. Ladies and gentlemen, happy birthday to our engineer, Wendell Smoot Hall.
Yeah.
Here now from Amazing Entertainment, Skylar and Maya. Go ahead, girls.
All right. Oh, now we do the shirt. The shirts seem to be coming. The pants are coming. The shirts are coming. They're working very quickly.
It'd be nice if Wendell...
Oh, don't bite the girl. Don't bite the girl, Wendell.
Wendell was biting. Wendell.
Wendell, get the microphone up by your mouth. Tell
How's
us
that?
What's going on there? What did he do?
He was just biting my bra.
He was biting the bra.
Skylar was saying, don't bite the girl.
Wendell, put the microphone up there.
Hey, Wendell's busy.
Wow.
Both women are topless now.
Wendell is diving. Wendell, get that microphone up there, buddy.
Wendell's like a newborn baby.
You are doing a show here. Remember that.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Now, Wendell, describe what we're seeing here. Beautiful.
Maya's wearing a thong. Mm-hmm. This is kind of olive drab. A little tattoo here.
Olive drab.
Olive drab's your color, Wendell.
Wow. These girls are both very beautiful, very big-breasted, very
Kyler
full.
Kyler is not wearing a thong. She's got a gold belly chain one.
And well, that's Skylar is completely bottomless.
Completely bottomless.
Perfect hair.
Yeah, my goodness.
So, Wendell, this is nice, right? I guess the only bad part is me and Mike being in here in the room with you.
Yeah, it kind of makes it awkward, doesn't it?
With two naked chicks. Now, Wendell, look at this. What are you doing, Wendell?
Wendell's going for the hands.
What are you doing, Wendell?
Skylar, is Wendell more handsy than your normal kind of person?
No, not really.
Very good. Okay, that's good. Go ahead, Wendell. You knock yourself out.
Wendell, are you thirsty?
Uh-huh.
Why don't you get a drink? Let's get the sound. Hold on, everybody quiet. Just the sound of Wendell. Hold on.
Oh, that's not
he's having trouble breathing.
Oh, dear me. Wow. Wendell Hall, happy birthday to you.
Here we go. Hold on.
Oh, my.
I'm sorry.
Wow. Listen,
buzzkill!
Two naked girls climbing all over Wendell while Wendell is exploring them.
Wendell seems to really... He enjoy himself.
Yes, sir. Now now the leg is going up over Wendell's shoulder.
Wow. Ladies have a great deal of flexibility.
Mayo's
My
coming
goodness.
Up. Now, Emil, Maya, I'm sorry. What are you doing while Skylar is over there climbing on top of Wendell?
Grinding backwards, baby.
Grinding backwards, baby.
She's performing, Don. Maya could be the voice on some of those sex lines that we call.
Hi, baby.
Baby, do me harder.
Oh, touching happening in here.
Fantastic.
There's girl on... And Robbie, yeah, this one I know that guys would want to get if there was some girl-on-girl kissing here. Is there going to be some girl-on-girl kissing?
On Wendell.
Oh, wow. Will there? Trying to direct this.
Now they seem to be pulling off that one.
They're touching. Oh,
no. No kissing.
Somebody's
no?
I was sick. I don't want to kiss her.
Oh, you were sick. Well, Wendell, that means you got it.
He doesn't care.
Take it.
He'll take it. Now, Wendell is just... Wendell, can you tell us where you are? You're in the middle of four breasts.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Wendell.
Thank you.
Oh. Yes, sir. Please, sir, my eyes. I have another! Wendell,
can I keep them?
Thoroughly enjoying that. You'd have to make that arrangement yourself, Wendell.
You know, he's all hands. I mean,
he is. He's very aggressive.
Not shy.
Well, I think Wendell's a hungry man. He needs to be fed.
They put a show on when they come in, and frankly, Wendell, that's I'm playing it to the label, but we're down to the last 10 seconds here.
10 seconds, Wendell.
10 seconds, Wendell. So.
Wendell, what do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that means good. He likes it.
Very good. Oh my, touchy, touchy.
The music.
Oh, nice job, ladies.
Very nice, girls.
Thank you. Wendell's birthday.
Well, Wendell is still nursing down there.
A little extra.
Can we get a mic on that? Nice. Can Wendell nurse one more time, just with the?
Oh.
Here we go. Listen to this. It's quiet.
Okay. Well, you're
gross.
You know, you really. I know you do it for the good of the show.
I do. I'm looking at it.
I know. Well, nice job, Wendell. Nice job, Skylar and Maya. Very nice.
Skylar and Maya. Thank you both.
Bravo.
Beautiful, beautiful girls.
That was
amazing. Amazingentertainment.com. And 703, call them at 960-7100. And 301, call 843-9911. Or go to their website, amazingentertainment.com.
And I can tell by looking at them, Wendell, these ladies were into you. What's that, Maya?
My pictures aren't up yet. They'll be up soon.
Your pictures? Okay. Your what pictures?
My web pictures.
Web pictures.
And Wendell?
Oh, her pictures are not on the website.
Very nearly true, Mike.
They will be soon, but keep in mind, she does work there.
Yes.
Very good.
Thank you.
Pardon me?
Have you seen my bra?
Wendell had it.
There's your bra.
It was in Wendell's pocket.
Wendell,
how
would you describe the experience, Wendell?
11.
11.
Yeah.
You heard that exhale. Man, that's fantastic. And ladies, you think you might take Wendell home today?
Now look at Wendell, really. Now I know you girls must have some friends. You must have some nice friends.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Wendell. Wendell's a nice guy.
Yeah.
He's got that Unabomber thing going for him.
He's got kind of the mountain man thing. He's a successful engineer. He's a bright guy.
But
he's a lot of fun at a party.
If you look at him, strikingly handsome, he has soft features.
Yes, he does.
He does.
Indicative of a sensitive man.
Mm-hmm. What?
He would
but he would be, for any of your friends, he would be a protector.
Yes.
Yeah,
and is known to possess a significant arsenal of handguns. There you go.
Anyway, that's Wendell.
That always carries him. Thanks, Mike.
Happy birthday to you,
Thank
Wendell.
You.
Happy birthday.
I'm sorry, Wendell, I thought the handguns might be a selling point.
Everyone, sure, the girls put their underpants back on and get out of here. She's all you'd ever
want. They nodded with approval on learning he was 36.
What do you do now? Now Skylar's crawling over Wendell again.
Oh,
she's getting her shirt.
Is always the awkward part when we make the girls dress and then leave while we're still on the air.
It's not awkward.
Watch them dress, too. It's not awkward
she's
for me.
Not for us. Well, it was off. What was awkward a minute ago was the Wendell nursing sound.
And Wendell, you're very quiet right now, just watching the girls.
Catching my breath.
Just watching the girls get dressed. Do you enjoy watching them get dressed now that you've seen them naked?
Not as much as the other.
Hey, Wendell.
Person.
Wendell, as a moonlighting job.
Yeah.
Because I know you're always looking for something fun to do at night.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you could be one of those guys that like goes with the ladies to the different parties and stuff and hangs out?
Oh yeah.
You think Wendell be Wendell would fit the bill for that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, he would fit it.
He'd be a good guy for that. Because he scares most people around here, the guys. He does. So he'd keep the guys in line, you know.
He could be your pimp.
How would you say, if say a guy was at a bachelor
your
party
booker,
or something, getting a little too handsy? How would you tell him to shut him down?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'd leave it to you guys because it's your show. But I mean, if there was something that obviously needed to have a stop put to it,
right? You say
it would then be stopped.
And it would, could you,
are you familiar with the program Magnum PI?
I want you to put your hands away, or I'll hack them off and put them in the trunk of my car.
I think that was an interview.
Yeah, very good.
Happy birthday, Wednesday. Wednesday, Wendell. It is Wednesday, and everybody get out of here now.
Bye, ladies. Thank you, Skylar.
Smells like girl in here now.
Thank you very much.
Get out of here.
Lovely job.
Thank you.
Way like girl.
Thank you so much.
Bye bye.
Bye. Thank you.
And Maya's definitely got that little sex line voice. You know, sounds very sad. Can you say, hey Maya, right into that microphone? Can you say, bye baby?
Bye baby.
Very.
I get that isolated.
Doesn't seem familiar. Yeah.
Very pretty girls. All right. Well, Wendell, I know that you've got cookie dough to make. We'll break and let you get right to it. Happy birthday, though, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Don't forget who loves you. We love you. We always love
right
you.
Back, guys.
Happy
Thanks,
birthday,
guys.
Wendell.
Happy birthday.
All right, get out of here. Got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. You listen to the Don and Mike Show for your chance to win a trip for two to Super Bowl XXXVIII, courtesy of AOL for broadband. With AOL top speed, making your web pages load up to 2 times faster. And it's only on the Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. I'm not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I must say, from where I sit, I am truly enjoying your colorful patois.
Rich with the good taste of hypocrisy. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Listen, so much today. We've still not met Tony the engineer.
Right.
Want to take your phone calls. I promise we'll get phone scan on here in a second. Mike and I will do a little doubt about Robin Williams and Steve Martin. Tomorrow on the show, Joe Ardinger's movies, we're going to be watching, the movie about It's Good to Be a Girl.
Very good, yes.
Something like that.
Right.
Also tomorrow, listen, don't tell Nance I'm talking behind his back. But really, when I'm watching a football game,
right,
the best voice, Joe Buck from Fox.
Joe Buck is and a very, very funny guy, and one of the few in that racket nowadays that has a sense of humor.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I think you can count him on one hand. You got Bob Costas. He's a funny guy. You know, he likes to laugh.
I like to say that Joe Buck is like my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Dry.
He's got a dry sense of humor.
Well, I was speaking in other ways.
Dry sexually?
Just kidding. But Joe Buck...
I thought you were serious.
Well, you know...
But Joe Buck's a little dry.
There's... Yeah, and so is my wife.
Oh, God.
Now, come on. Friday, we will have Nancy on, and a guy whose name I don't know, but I think... I know who he is, and I think he's funny as S, and he's coming in the studio.
I don't know that one. I can't remember his name.
Come on, what's the guy's name? It's the guy from Mr. Show.
I know, his name is David Cross.
Yeah.
Oh, he's great.
I'm telling you, this is the guy, if you ever watched Mr. Show, he's the guy with the glasses.
Uh-huh.
This guy is really freaking funny, and I've seen his stand-up act. He's great.
He's on Arrested.
Right, also you can catch him on Arrested Development on Fox.
Right.
And he's very funny on that show as well.
Sure
is. Anyway, he'll be here. And you just hung up, Charlie.
No, Charlie's never had...
Well, I had another question for someone back there.
Never had a kid.
But I'll throw it out. Maybe Joe can handle this. Because Joe's the one that has the relationship with Ross Valerie.
Yes.
Formerly of Journey. Or still with Journey.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
What was the question?
Never mind.
you hang up on him?
Yeah. I'm reading somewhere, some publicity Fox sent about American Idol, which starts next week.
Right.
BFD, but it's everywhere.
Right? And everybody's going to watch it.
Anyway, Randy Jackson, you know, the A Dog, that guy, on his bio that Fox is sending out, it said he played bass with Journey.
Yeah, he did.
Did he really?
Ross Valerie confirmed that.
Well, I don't remember us discussing that with
Bob. I thought we talked to him about that.
I don't remember.
Bob, did we say something?
My mind may be cloudy, but as I recall, he played it on the Raised on Radio album instead of Ross Valerie. Right. And
did we ask him about did Ross Valerie somehow bring that up?
There was I don't know if he was on the phone or here, but there was discussion of
about
American
that.
Idol and if it's the same Randy Jackson who played bass.
All right, got it. Well, never mind then.
It is.
Then question solved. No need for Ross to call in unless he's just driving around the Bay Area with nothing to do.
Well, no matter what he calls in, it's a 20-minute call.
Mike?
Yes?
Why don't you listen to me now?
All right.
This is so funny because, well, it's not funny, it's serious. But
sure, share.
It's come out. Mr. Blackwell's come out.
Oh, the list?
Yes, with his list.
The worst dressed list?
He has.
Does he still have his earring?
And listen to this.
And which ear is it in?
Paris Hilton is the worst.
Oh. I disagree with that.
She's the vapid Venus of Beverly Hills. Then you have Mr. Blackwell. And incidentally, you know, his list is fine. I agree most of the women on his list dress like tramps anyway.
Yeah, but he hates the sex pots, and I don't like that. I think he should like the sex pots.
Well, he's gay.
Yes. Yeah, there you go, Buzz. That's
brilliant observation.
Thank you.
But Buzz just went a faster route to where I was ending up, which is, why do we have a gay guy? I understand.
Well, gay men.
I get queer eye for the straight guy. I understand.
Yeah, gay men know fashion.
Yes. Okay, but gay men can't look at women like straight men do and say, that's a piece of ass.
True.
Because I tell you what.
But they can certainly identify a classic hem.
Number two, worst dressed woman is, it's a tie at number two.
Now, was Paris Hilton the worst dressed woman?
She's the worst.
See, Mr. Blackwell also is a trend follower.
Number two.
Pick the person that's in the news.
Who's number hot, two is a tie between Madonna and Britney.
All right.
Number three, Shania Twain. He says.
I agree with him there.
What can I say? Oh, and listen, Jesus, God, you're as gay as he is.
No, I'm not. Now, wait, let me see my
book. Who cares what Shania Twain is wearing?
I don't think Shania Twain dresses sexy enough.
It doesn't matter. She can wear a T-shirt and jeans, and she looks sexy.
I'd like to see, Don, please, before you chastise me,
yeah.
I would like to see some more bare midriff on Shania.
Diane Keaton is number four.
I agree.
And listen, no offense to Diane.
I mean, she dresses like Woody Allen.
Yeah, and I saw her in that movie, Something's Gotta Give.
Right.
I mean, she looks good. How old is Diane Keaton?
80.
Something like that.
15, maybe.
She's more than that. But anyway, next stop, Embalmer for her.
I don't think she's that old. Silly.
I saw her in this movie, and it's obvious she's had her whole face just pulled back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's had one of those Jack Lemmon facelifts.
More facelifts than Joe Pesci.
Yes, then you have Jessica Simpson at number five. Celine Dion, you know, and I got issues with her, the praying mantis,
sure.
At number six. Missy Elliott at number seven.
Mm.
Number eight, Melanie Griffith. Number nine, now here's the only one on this list thus far that I can say absolutely I agree with. Courtney Love.
Courtney Love.
Courtney Love.
Sloppy.
And if you were playing a word association game with me, I swear to God, you said Courtney Love, the first word I would have would be vomit. That really is what...
That's not the first one that would pop into my head when you said Courtney Love. I would say yeast.
And then you have Lara Flynn Boyle is number 10.
You know, he does seem to pick on all the women that are parading along the runways, you know.
True.
Give us pleasure.
Rosie O'Donnell is leaving Broadway. We're still on this... On this gay thing.
Broadway!
She had this show called Taboo, and it was about...
it was about incest, right?
About Boy George, and believe it or not, it tanks. Do you believe that?
I can't.
Poor reviews and half-empty houses. They didn't even make 100 performances. Apparently, she threw something like $20 million at this.
Mm-hmm.
And now, that's it.
Lost every penny.
It's gone. She's out. Mike, this is a tough time, and you're going to start reading these stories now about how emotionally draining it is going to be for all of our friends. And I don't mean our real friends, I mean our TV friends.
You mean like the friends?
Yeah, that the friends are, this week, they're making their final episode.
Oh, how are they going to handle it?
You know, I don't know, the last
they
time...
They have to go away and count their money.
The last time that that Joey looks at Russell or Ross and goes... How you do it?
You know, you do like that. The last time you got into this was with that He loves his mama.
Oh, the water boy.
Right. That's what you like. I've never seen you. You embrace the dumb guy.
And I'm way late to the party on Joey. I hate Friends. And it was only, I meant to you, I apologize for repeating
this. What is the how you doing? What's it from?
It's the way that when he sees a hot woman.
Right.
It's always, how you doing? And I know it's dumb, and it's the oldest thing on television.
It's a catchphrase.
Stupid Joey, and it's the catchphrase that I guess 5 years ago everybody was laughing at. I'm catching on to it now. But there's nothing but stories coming out. You can see this on Entertainment Tonight, mm-hmm. Access Hollywood, and all the TV Guide about the last episode, and they're doing this whole thing where they're writing different scripts and giving them different endings.
And don't they have a killer... Excuse me. Wow. Don't they have a killer syndication deal, too?
Oh, God. They do, yes. Now, here's some quotes. Jennifer Aniston, it says, "We're like China.
Mm-hmm.
We're like delicate China right now." David Schwimmer says, we end up with a new sense of beginning. And their fans has a sense and a feeling it's a new chapter in our lives. These are dopes on television who say... How you doing?
Did you read the last part of the Schwimmer quote?
What was that?
Where he says, "I am a silly ass."
And anyway, they're preparing the final episode. Let's see. And hold on. They have NBC. I don't blame NBC for this. I blame the Friends for this. The show's ending. They're filming the final one this week.
Is it going to be super secret?
Mike, there's going to be more Friends after Friends is done. NBC sweet-talked translate. Put a giant pile of money in front of them. They have already signed up to do their first reunion special.
Oh my God!
The first reunion special. Now, Friends will end its run in May.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the final episode will end.
A 1 hour episode.
May of this year.
Okay.
May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, November. 6 months later,
mm-hmm.
February of this year. Friends will do their first ever reunion special.
Not even a year.
6 months after they've been off the air.
That's not fair.
Yeah, I know.
And for doing one show, 90 minutes,
uh-huh.
of which a lot of it will be flashbacks while they comment on it.
Of course.
$2 million each.
Wow.
$2 million each.
That's fair. They're lucky kids.
I mentioned Paris Hilton. Here's something that caught my eye. Maybe when you watch that show, the Hillbilly Show, you've seen Nicole Richie, that she says as many, if not more, dumb things than Paris Hilton does.
And she's the one with the potty mouth.
And her whole claim to fame is that she's Lionel Richie's daughter.
Right.
And then you look at Lionel Richie and you look at her and it's like, you know,
huh?
Rob, is she a mulatto?
No.
No, and here is why. Lionel Richie, Nicole Richie, is identifying the fact that Lionel Richie is not, in fact, her father.
Well, what's the whole deal, then?
He adopted her.
Oh, well, I mean, so technically he is her father.
Yeah, but she's, I guess...
He's not her biological father.
But this has not been something that she... Obviously, she's been trading on the name mm-hmm. Lionel Richie.
Right.
Oh, what a feeling when you're dancing on the...
Yeah, field. I mean, with his musical background,
and,
right?
And the way that... From everything I've read, and I've read pro stories about this, and negative stories about it, it is that... Lionel Richie was cool with everything until the TV show.
Oh, really?
And then the TV show happened, and then...
He didn't want to be associated with
it. And then, from what I mean, who knows what you can believe?
He didn't want to say that she came from my loins when she started, mucking the stalls.
Yeah, so he still loves her, and he still considers her to be his daughter. However, now that she's on this show where everybody thinks she's a dumb slut,
right.
He just wants everybody to know...
He wants to tell the world she's adopted.
And we've found
That's
the...
great.
The father... let me see. Anyway, don't have the name, but there is a father.
Actually, I was reading about it today. It's very weird. She was booked to be on the now-defunct Wayne Brady show.
Oh, the Wayne Brady show, right.
And it's Wayne Brady's band leader, who at one point drummed for Lionel Richie on tour, had the baby, and Lionel said, "That's a beautiful baby."
Hold on, I got the name here.
Wow.
It's Peter Escovedo. That's Peter Escovedo with
you. That's a big-time drummer.
Yeah, and his sister...
Sheila E.
Isn't that
wow?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's where I knew the name.
The creepy, weird little story. The whole deal. Odd.
And what, he liked the baby and decided to adopt the baby.
He could adopt it.
Uh huh.
And he said okay.
With it now, was she raised by Did Lionel Richie have a wife?
Raised by wolves.
She was raised by animals. Is that the best ad ever that went on TV where the guy is sitting where the guy's sitting at the bus stop and the other guy says, were you raised by wolves? And they show the guy and he's down there and he's actually nursing like on a wolf.
Yeah, that's right. He's like up again with all the other cubs. Go all the way with it.
One more thing here before we got to break it. We want to squeeze your phone calls in. Heath Ledger is a famous actor. He's one of those cutie boys. And I'm sure you've heard of Ang Lee. He's the guy that directed The Hulk and some other movies. A famous Chinaman director.
I know his brother, Bar.
Barley. Hey.
Heath Bar.
Sorry. Oh. Wow, I thought you were doing Barley like I'm doing Barley.
I was going the other direction.
Anyway, they've gotten together, and Heath Ledger, let me just say, I think a brilliant move. He's going to play a gay cowboy in the movie. In the movie called Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, wow.
Two men who meet one summer in Wyoming.
That sounds like it's an awful lot of fun.
And they form a bond that lasts 20 years. It's a gay cowboy love story.
Man.
That's being filmed right now.
I'm an Icelandic cowboy on my Icelandic pony. I travel around in the west.
This guy's not gay. The guy we met in Iceland.
I know all the ways.
Yeah, maybe.
Cause that's where my baby stays.
Okay, there you go.
Fantastic.
I got plenty more stuff I want.
I look forward to the branding scene.
Wanted to tell you about this. Let me mention before we head into a phone scan here. Rush Limbaugh's medical records are staying sealed. George Harrison, that whole thing with the dead autograph that we've talked about.
Yeah, the doctor.
The doctor being sued by George Harrison's family was wrongly portrayed, according to the doctor's wife. And finally, Mike, you'll be glad to know, it's in all of the papers, J-Lo is banging P. Diddy again.
No.
Yes.
Grand appearance.
Yeah.
Really?
That's right. So, for those of you that had that in the pool, congratulations, come down to the station and collect your money.
Well, what's the deal with Ben?
That's what, Mike, tongues are wagging. That's what they're all wondering about.
I'll fill you in on that later.
But wow. They've been, you got that story, Buzz?
Yeah, I got a little more on it, especially the Ben angle that Mike was asking about.
So, anyway, they've been seen together and, you know.
Oh, wow.
Whatever, Sean John.
That's an interesting ditty.
Your phone calls next. Let's get to these, please, and get on the line to get on the air. Really, we are jam-packed today, so we're going to do a random rotating phone scan. Take no prisoners. Dial recklessly. We take your calls on any topic at 877-365-3636 from Canada. Call 800-636-1067. Your call is the rotating random phone scan. Often imitated, never duplicated. It's coming right
this
up.
The Don and Mike Show.
Excuse me. I'd like to say I'm really glad and proud to be here tonight. True love is hard to find. Sometimes you think you have true love and then you catch the early flight home from San Diego and a couple of nude people jump out of your bathroom blindfolded like a goddamn magic show ready to double-team your girlfriend and it stops
right there. And it continues right here, because I think what my friend Mitch is trying to say is that true love is blind. Let's raise our glasses, whatever we got in front of us. Salute. Health and happiness. Cheers, everybody. I love you so much, Frankie.
I love you. I'm not a talker. I'm not a talker. I love you. Congratulations.
The Don and Mike Show. No stinky poon. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, children, here's the phone number, 877-365-3636. Dare I say this? Emergency shout-out time.
Bring it.
Here we go. Your calls on the road to rotating random phone scan.
Come on.
We're ready. Your first. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, fat bastard.
Hello, dumb listeners. I'm sorry. That's my first response.
That's fair.
Hey, you fat bastard.
Goodbye, dumb listener.
Yeah.
There was an S.
I'm tired of that.
There was an S at the beginning of that, you know, fat bastards, and it's okay. But then I thought about it. Yeah. No, not all of our listeners are dumb.
Just that Toodaloo guy. Ass.
Just that guy. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello? Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Don and Mike?
We're doing very well, thanks.
Hey, listen. I grew up with a bunch of guys like Tom Gavin, and I thought you might be interested in hearing about that.
Not really, but thanks for the call.
Not particularly, but have a great day.
Thank you. Hi there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Mike.
Yeah.
I'm the ghost of Liver Future.
Liver Future.
Your liver failed.
My liver failed.
The only match is Keith Richards.
This is Keith. Yeah, Richards. So Don and Mike.
I take Keith's liver. Look how long he's lived.
Yeah. Hello there. Don and Mike Show phone scan. Hello.
Radio God.
Hi.
Hey, I was wondering if you had any lasting memories that you could leave us with about Uday from the Redskins games.
Boy, you're going back to a very obscure early season memory. That was opening night.
Yeah, that was. That was against the Jets, right?
God, I hated that guy.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you about the time I met Nicole Richie.
All right, go ahead. You're on the air. Did you really meet her?
Yeah, I went up to her and said, hello.
You can put that S back on.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello, phone scan. Hi.
Bring it.
Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, hi.
Go ahead.
Try them. Just press. They're all lit up. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Mr. Source, think of the children. Don't die of the butt cancer.
All right, thank you, my friend. Someone's worried about my butt cancer.
You know, we're giving them less time, and they're not responding.
No, they're doing great.
No, they're not.
They're doing great.
Not on this one. They're not.
I love the phone scan.
You know, asses.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Bring it on.
Hello?
I'd listen to, if I was...
Oh.
This is my philosophy. I'll tell you. Here's my philosophy. First, stop, look, and listen. That's my philosophy. It's called rubbernecking.
Stop, look, and listen. Oh, it's not
right.
It's not a school bus at the railroad track?
It's all right with me. I love your phone calls, and I think if I was in my car, this is what, the way I'm thinking about the show now, that you've had all this SHI all day.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to laugh when you get in the car.
That's right, exactly.
So that's what we're here for.
Speaking of that, stop, look, and listen, this is a message for that school bus driver who really tries every day to make that turnaround and get right in front of me when I'm on my way to work. Sorry I beat you today. Sorry I beat you. I knew we made eye contact, and I know that's what you were thinking. Sorry.
You ever passed the school bus?
I did once.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I
you did it. You did it while the little thing was out that said
no.
Stop.
No.
Well, then.
Is it legal to pass the school bus at any time?
Legal at any time.
I think I made a terrible mistake.
What about if you're not on a double yellow? I mean,
I was on a broken yellow. I mean, I was on a legitimate passing.
You can pass the school bus.
Yeah, you think it's okay? I wasn't sure, but only if it stopped. Well, she looked at me kind of like I was a little early today, and so was I.
Anyway, I salute you, listeners. And if I was driving in the car, I'd like to listen to two guys taking live phone calls, even if. You know, 99.9% of the people calling in had the IQ of room temperature.
I salute the listeners just like you do.
Hello,
would you call in if you were in the car listening?
Never. But I'd listen.
I know.
I'd guarantee right. I'd listen to right. it, though.
Yeah.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Rob, that's why I call it rubbernecking.
Oh, that's all right with me.
I stop, look, I listen.
I salute them twice.
Hey, I just wanted to call and say I appreciate you guys so much. You guys got me through some pretty tough times. About 6 months ago, my son was diagnosed with leukemia, and up sitting in the hospital.
How you feeling now, Mike, huh?
It was a joke. I was just, I didn't mean it. Well, that's terrible, Nate. You finish your story. Before you started that story, you were saying something nice, and I gave a gesture to mock that you were nice, and I was being mean, and then you started your story. So I take back that, and now start your story again. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You know, well, you just sit up there and you sit in that hospital room the whole time, and you don't really have anything bright to look out on. So I'd listen, try to pop in and out on your station, and you know, you guys got me got me to stop thinking about all the bad stuff and some of the good stuff that came through. So,
well, that's good. That's
I just wanted to call and say, hey, I appreciate it.
And you know? I want to say that, never mind.
That's the nicest compliment we get.
It is the best.
Well,
is your last name Van Warmer?
What's that?
Is this Mr. Van Warmer?
No.
No. Okay. See, you got to laugh out of him that time. It's a big relief.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. It's Heath Ledger calling.
Hi, Heath. How are you?
Fine. Hi, Buzz. You there, Buzz?
I'm there, Heath.
Heath Ledger.
Hi.
Yeehaw.
How are you? Yippee-ki-yay.
All right. Great cowboy movie. Hello, phone scan. Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Can you play a Beethoven opus?
Okay, everybody. That was yesterday's show.
Yeah.
Don and Mike. Hello, phone scan.
Don and Mike, hey.
Hey.
Don, are you wanting to talk about Pat Benatar?
I've talked about her at length, ad nauseum.
What do you got?
I just wanted to know if you're willing to give any detail about that one special night you had with her.
I've given the detail many times.
Yeah.
Listen, you got to be a long-time listener
That's
to the
right.
show. True story, I was working at WNDE in Indianapolis, Indiana, Windy 1260.
Mm-hmm.
I was the music director. The guy from Chrysalis Records, 1979, came by with a copy of a record called Heartbreaker.
Mm-hmm.
I said, God, I'm like, that's a smash.
Right.
It's a stone cold smash.
Uh-huh.
So we started playing it, and it was one of those deals where the record companies would have the singers that didn't have hit records, they would come and do free concerts for your radio station.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we brought her to Indianapolis to do a free concert, and I banged her. That's the only way around it. That's the truth.
I'm not sure I like that term.
Was it a good experience? I mean, was she worth the time and so forth?
I really don't remember enough.
Well, she was a major star, soon to become a major star. That's worth it right there.
But I'll tell you right now, as the story has grown over the years, and really that's just the basic truth, that I was in the limousine with her, that there were some substances that we both enjoyed. We pulled up to her hotel. She said, you want to come up and have some more substances? I went up there. I had some substances, had some sex with her. Don't remember.
Left some substances.
Don't even. That I know I did. Mm-hmm. But I have to say, overall, she's a lousy lay.
And overall, she was a clean person. Like her landscaping was good and all.
You don't remember?
So I really don't remember.
Styles were different.
I really don't remember what her. I wish I could say what her. Looked
yeah.
like.
Yeah, but of course later on she released that great album High Risk.
Hello, not at Mike. And that was the album dedicated to me.
Yeah,
dedicated to the unknown disc jockey in Indiana.
Right.
Hello, and incidentally, I've been feeling great since then. I can't say the same for her.
And that's the only starlet. I mean, music star that you talk about. You don't mention the ones you haven't, like Blondie, Joan Jett,
Don and Mike show. Hello, phone's
Don and Mike.
Right.
Yeah, Mike, Uber parent O'Mara. I need some advice for my son.
All righty.
Listen, he's about 4 years old, and I'm looking to buy his love. And I know you had some experience recently with the pony, and I had some insights on how to purchase his love.
Yes.
All right, I'll ask, what is his love?
What is he like?
I'm asking O'Mara for advice. He recently purchased his daughter's love with the pony, and I'd want to know
How many times are you going to say, purchase my daughter's love?
See, I didn't get, Mike, I would have dumbed out on that guy. I would have cut him off. I didn't realize,
I thought he was asking legitimately, but he wasn't. He was out to bust the balls. That's why I said, bring it.
We just got something amazing over the AP wire. Apparently, Joan Jett's potassium is off the chart.
Coincidence? I don't think so.
Donaldo.
Donaldo E. Miguel. Hi.
Hi, sir.
Hi.
I was just wondering, once you die of your potassium overdose or whatever it is,
right?
Will you be having a very special Don and Mike show?
Yeah. You're not asking the right guy. Ask me, and I'm telling you, yes, we will.
That's right. Once I'm gone, Mike takes over.
That's right.
If
in the
so,
first
who,
half
who
hour
is
of that
the
show,
Charles Garner of the Don and Mike show.
I will tell you, the first half hour of the show prepared comedy will be a wonderful, beautiful tribute.
Thank you, Mike. They seem
to lie in wait with these isolated phone scans.
Hello.
They're waiting with their prepared comedy material.
Yes. Don and Mike, hi, phone scan.
Donnie and Michael, what's up?
You know, here's the whole thought process behind the phone scan.
Oh, good.
And I want to just run this by you one time, just real quick, everybody, so we understand the ground rules. You can call anytime. If your call is exotique, if your call is unusual, if you're funny, if you're crazy, if you've got something that's really airworthy,
mm-hmm.
you can call anytime you can get on the air. This is the time when anybody can call.
Right.
And we really just, we don't care what you say.
Obviously.
That we don't screen any of these.
Not at all.
So go ahead, whatever it is. Go.
Bring it on.
Hey, guys.
Right. Hi.
Hey, do you guys see that new movie that Rosie O'Donnell's getting ready to do?
Hold on, I turned. Nobody even heard that. You can't tell jokes. That's another rule.
No.
You can't tell jokes
no
unless
jokes.
You're willing to give out your phone number. I see you're calling.
I'll give my phone number out.
All right, I see you're calling from area code 209.
Yeah, 678.
Okay, now hold on a second. Don't give out your phone number yet.
Yes.
Here's the deal. If your joke is funny and we laugh at it, I'll give you a prize. I promise. But if your joke is not funny and we don't laugh, we give out your phone number.
Now, let me ask you just one question about this joke before you dive right in, okay?
Okay.
Because you're extremely eager. That's the impression I'm getting.
Sorry.
Did you hear this joke or did you make it up?
Well, it's kind of a two-way joke between me and my sister, and I kind of got some of it off her.
I mean, you know, I'm not an expert all the time, but I'm going to tell you that's a bad sign.
Just understand that Mike and I are professionals, mm-hmm. and that really leave the joke telling to us. You should go to the comedy clubs on the weekend.
Right.
Know that if we don't laugh at the joke, we'll give out your phone number. Our listeners will call you. Trust me, they're going to call you.
Now, that's normally the rule, but also if you really think that the joke is funny, then I'd put your phone number on the line. But if you don't, you're wasting everybody's time.
So what do you want to do?
Hey, put it on the line.
All right, go ahead.
They
okay.
always do. And he doesn't give a crap, and I think that speaks volumes.
Let me write it down. Just it's 6.
You guys got caller ID and everything. Huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do. You surprised at that?
Yeah, of course. No, not really. You guys are high tech.
All right, go ahead, lay it on us.
Well, here it comes.
Okay, are you guys honestly going to give me a chance, or are you
yes,
guys?
Yes,
no, absolutely. And you know, sometimes when it feels this bad,
it's never
leading up to it. That it, maybe sometimes you'll surprise us.
Never happened. Where's area code 209? Where are you calling from?
That would be Turlock, California.
Are you listening on KHTK?
It's 11:40. I don't know.
Yeah. Right, KHTK. Yeah. All right, roll. Let's hear it.
All right, Rosie O'Donnell's coming out with a new movie. The title of it is My Big Fat Dyke Wedding.
Now that's it?
That's it. You stole my thunder.
There's no way we could steal thunder from that joke.
It had no thunder.
No, listen.
You stole my thunder.
No, listen.
We stole your thunder?
S-T-O-L-E-D. Please call this guy. And remember, it's the weekend. And it's a long holiday weekend.
And night rates.
209-678-2158.
Oh, you wanted it.
Okay, 209-678-2158. Thanks, that's how we play. That's how we play. You're not funny.
Have a great Northern California afternoon.
Welcome to the Don and Mike Game Show. You're not funny. Next, hello, Don and Mike. Phone scan.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to say, I am effing cold.
Yeah.
Freaking 11 degrees below zero.
Okay, are you calling from Portland, Maine?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I was watching the news today that apparently record cold temperatures up in Maine right now.
Mm.
Wind chill factor minus 50.
All right. Wow. Wind chill factor.
That's that.
All right.
You know, it could be, thank you for calling. You know, I know you've got it bad there, and I know we're heard in Rochester and Buffalo where they have, you know, snow all the time.
Yeah.
Here in D.C., and we've gone low on this, lowballed this today, but they're getting this wound up.
Yeah.
Here's exactly what I heard. The guy on Channel 5 say, the guy's name is Tom Sater.
Sater.
He said today, this was the noon news.
Right.
He said, we got a slight weather disturbance coming down. It's a clipper. These are fast.
An Alberta clipper.
Clipper. And the thing about this is it's not coming from the water. It's coming from land. So it's not going to gather any momentum.
Right.
It's coming down. The snow will start tonight at about 10 o'clock. And then I swear to Christ, verbatim.
6 hours of sustained precipitation.
Verbatim. He said, I don't think this will be a major snow event in the metro area.
No.
I am seeing between 1 and 3 inches.
Right.
Most people probably on the low side. Of course, there will be the isolated spots in the northern and western suburbs where you will see more than that, and the other areas where you will see up to 7 inches of snow. I don't think that this will be a major snow event for the Washington area. I know some of you will wake up and say it's just a dusting, and other people will wake up with anywhere between 7 and 12 inches of snow tomorrow morning. That's the latest forecast I have. I swear to God that's what the MFers said.
That's what they say. That's covering their ass.
You know, it's no big deal. If it's 3 inches of snow, it's 3 inches of snow.
That's right.
Just tell us what the frig you think.
So, you know, let us know what you really think, weathermen, so we can prepare.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hello.
Proper.
Don and Mike.
Oh, that music means you're running out of time. Hello. Uh-oh. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Don and Mike.
Right.
Yes, Buzz, Rob A.
Just go.
What can we do for you?
Lisa, what happened to our sexy Lisa? You just told Turkey us. With Lisa, she's off the show.
No, Rob, she's not. She hasn't passed away. She married Charlie.
Lisa's
I know, but so what?
She's working
upstairs. Lisa.
She's working upstairs. Call her in the office. She's got plenty of time up there.
She got promoted.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I was wondering about Wendell if he may be a little tired and sore.
That's a good last call.
Last call. Yeah. But this is it right here. This is the last call. Don and Mike, hello. Hello. Yeah.
Hey, if Don Croak would just be called the Mike Show?
It'd be called the Man Show.
Oh, the Man-Shark.
Yeah, and I'd be having women in skirts just jumping up and down in trampolines.
I'm there.
Right, well, that would
not
be
a real good, not a good idea for radio, but I'd certainly enjoy it.
I applaud this guy for using the word croak as a verb. John croaks. Hi, Beaver.
Well, listen, I can tell you're my biggest fan. Let me give you a prize. The Curb Your Enthusiasm prize pack. Catch all the new episodes of HBO's, right, we like this show, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Sunday night, 9:30, 8:30 Central on HBO. And it's a different time zone somewhere. It's crazy. It's like 9:30 and 8:30. Somewhere it's 7:30, but I'm not going to promote that. Thank you.
Good
Thank
day,
you.
Bro.
Thank you. Good day to you, sir. And that's how we do the phone.
That was such a good call, Don. I almost wanted to throw in the professional Fast Heat Hair Center.
You're the one. Listen, my friend. Who's the one?
I'm looking at this swag as the show goes on. I'm
2 hours ago.
I feel like Nancy Kerrigan. Why?
Everything that came your way, you said, yeah, I'll take it. And I've not even gone into your overuse of the word swag.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Might I tell you one thing?
What's that?
45-year-old man to 44-year-old man.
Yes, sir.
Swag is way out of our... out of our range.
What do you mean?
I think...
You mean like too old?
No, we're too old to say swag.
Swag has been around since the pirate days.
Yeah. No, but swag is hip again, though.
You know what might be
swag
a good
is,
word?
Swag is hip again?
Swag is hip, like with bling bling.
I've used swag my whole life.
Yeah.
So you were swag before swag?
I was swag before swag was cool. Well, swag was a radio term, too.
A good word.
But it's used a lot now.
Try presents.
So instead of saying that's good swag
much, I'd like some presents.
Those are good presents.
Those are nice presents.
Well, never mind. You know what? Never mind. If you had the
well, I was using swag for years.
Forget it then.
I love it. I think it's a great name for, really the other pirate name is Booty.
Uh-huh.
But now Booty has a totally different connotation to the kids. Yes, it's ass.
Much better. Thanks for showing that.
I used to work at, a lot of times I work at radio stations, they go like, 13Q prize man, along with booty.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of booty in there, and no one would ever think it's ass. Everybody thought it was like t-shirts and suntan lotion.
This is Smokey Rivers. Check out my stacks of swag.
Booty ass.
Stay tuned and win presents.
Booty ass. Whereas Charles Nelson Reilly used to go, goodies!
The station that reaches the beaches, right here in Alex of Virginia.
Alex of Virginia.
Alex of Virginia.
Tired of your jab?
We got a break.
He's gone, you know.
We got a break. I know he's gone. Oh. This guy that, he was on the Connecticut School of Broadcasting commercials that we ran.
He owns the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Oh. Now the guy is a puker like you would believe is a puker.
Nick Robinson.
Alex in Virginia.
McHale.
Have you ever thought about a job? Now listen, here's how the ad got me the first time. I'm
Bob.
And I'm thinking, sometimes. He says, have you ever thought about a job that would embrace all of your passions and you'd feel fun every day coming to work? And I'm standing taking a leak listening going, oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Have you thought about a career in radio? And that's when I turned and peed all over the floor.
Because that was you.
Because I realized, God, the guy's...
I said the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Do we have it? Do we still have the tape?
No, it's gone.
What do you mean? We played it yesterday.
They took it away.
Would you see if it's been pulled
not
yet?
Not far away. I'm the only one in this room that's had the pleasure of meeting that gentleman.
Huh.
Man's name is Dick Robinson. Yeah. And it used to be Dick Robinson's Connecticut School of Broadcasting. And I got to think Dick Robinson is pushing 80. He's got to be.
That doesn't sound 80.
He's got. No, he doesn't at all.
In Arlington, Virginia.
Arlington, Virginia.
You know, this really doesn't work now if we don't have the tape. I know that
it's going onto a card for you right now. He's pulling
beautiful.
It out of the computer.
All right, bring in the swag.
Bring in the present.
When we come back from the break, we'll play that tape for you.
Thanks.
And I think we're going to get back to, we got so much stuff. Robin Williams versus Steve Martin or Let's Meet Tony. Which do you want next, huh? I think we got to go with the Tony first.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you would.
Why? Oh, because I'm afraid? Yeah, because I'm afraid. All right, jolly swag man.
You know, I'm going down to the prize closet because Tammy said because I gave her that gymnick.
Right.
She said I got to go down to the prize closet to check out the swag.
Swag. Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The program director was just listening to your show, and he asked me to give you this.
All right, now, this is a commercial. I know we've not actually rejoined the show yet.
Right.
I have to set up the rejoinder tape.
Okay.
This is a real commercial that we've been running on our station WJFK here in D.C. for a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Well, the guy on the rumor talks like this in Arlington, Virginia.
Arlington, Virginia.
Is this him right here, Robbie?
Nick Robinson.
Well, he's supposed to rejoin him right now, even though the commercial is no longer running on our air.
You know, according to a national survey, 50% of you out there don't like what you're doing for a job.
I'm telling you.
That's what you heard.
It's the spot I heard.
For your job? You know, according to a
national... Of course, I love my job, but still I'm listening to this
of
going...
Course. Right. Mm. You know, according to a national survey, 50% of you out there don't like what you're doing for a job. 2002, right? You said you were going to do something new. Happened again in 2003. Now it's 2004. Time to get focused. Connecticut School of... I said Connecticut School of Broadcasting. It's right here in Arlington, Virginia. Conducting a search now for the next generation of radio, TV, DJs... And
Arlington, Virginia.
There you go. Entertainment reporters, actors, behind the scenes, production people, a lot more.
That's right.
See if you've got what it takes. Check out the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Do you think he pre-read this copy at all?
No. TVRadio.com. Or you can call Connecticut School of Broadcasting. 21.
Yeah, let's hear the other one.
I think he pre-read it. I think he wrote it.
You know, according to a national survey, 50% of you hate your job. 2002,
job.
Remember? Same old job. And in 2003, same old grind. What about 2004?
What about it?
You know, it's time to get focused and train for a career doing something that you really love.
Like radio.
The world of communications, for example, is exploding now.
Exploding.
All kinds of opportunities, radio, TV, the internet, film, all kinds of stuff, film narrations, and a lot more, too. And you can be part of the fun. Start by calling Connecticut School of Broadcasting, 1-800-TV-RADIO, or check him on the web.
He's too funny.
You get the impression he says the internet just because he heard it on CNN.
The internet.
Yes, the internet.
School of Broadcasting. We're at Crystal Plaza, Arlington, Virginia.
Arlington, Virginia.
TV-RADIO.
Anyway.
Yeah, the nation's oldest and largest group of communications.
I will become a radio and then a disc jockey.
On the web, 800TVRadio.com.
For goodness sake. Home of the world's dumbest millionaire.
Hi.
The Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, everybody?
Hey,
internet. I think I live in Arlington, Virginia. I live at Palo Alto, California.
I can't keep that up at this pace. We're giving away a trip to the Super Bowl, courtesy of AOL Top Speed and AOL for broadband. AOL Top Speed makes your web pages load faster on dial-up, up to 5 times faster, up to 2 times faster on broadband. Trip to the Super Bowl with round-trip airfare to Houston Hotel. Tickets to the NFL Experience, breakfast every day, hotel, airport transfers, and you go to the big game.
Good.
God, we're going to be there. We love the Super Bowl. Come by and see us doing the show. We'd love to have you join us. Here's what we're doing. Next Thursday,
mm-hmm.
we're giving away the AOL trip to the Super Bowl with the first ever Don and Mike show, all-nude, real talent show.
The all-nude, real talent show.
For girls only.
Right. And we're talking about, this is not one of our freak shows. This is a talent show.
This is seriously like Star Search or American Idol or one of those dumb shows.
Mm-hmm. Singers, actors, comedians.
Singing, dancing, being, as you said, a comedian, magic, juggling, whatever it is you do. Mm-hmm. All we ask the girls that come in and perform, do it naked.
Right.
And I'm thinking, you know, classy stuff works too. If you're a classically trained opera singer.
Want to come in and sing opera naked? Fantastic.
It. Anyway, it's the all-nude real talent show. A real talent show, all-nude.
Mm-hmm.
Next Thursday, we'll start getting girls for this sometime next week, but just be advised.
Wonderful.
We're giving that away. The trip to the Super Bowl, and that is courtesy of AOL. A couple of hours ago, when we started the show today, I started to, I told you about the problem that I had.
The health concern.
The nana problem.
potassium.
Then I mentioned Tony, Mr. Tony.
That's right.
Our engineer, the brand new chief engineer, who really none of us know.
No.
And I wanted to get the guy on here because I think a big part of our show is that we involve all the people in the radio station and everybody gets to know everybody that works behind the scenes. Well, this guy's kind of an enigma. He's come in, he's taken the job as chief engineer.
Right, everybody knows of him, but we don't know him that well.
So, we have prepared a quiz. Let's meet Tony.
Let's.
He's the newest employee here.
at the radio station. Some of these questions we'll hear his answers, and there are other questions that we'll be able to guess on his answers.
Okay.
As we get ready to meet Tony.
Very good.
Now, we've already heard his business name, but let's hear that one more time, a quick reset. Right.
Thank you so much, Don. We're going to play Let's Meet Tony. It's Tony the Engineer. Tony, enter and sign in, please, with your name and official title.
Tony Diggs, Managing Engineer.
All right, here's the first question we can guess on, if you like, on Let's Meet Tony.
Should we keep score?
What?
Should we keep score?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Okay. What the hell? How long have you been in the radio business? I'm going to guess he's been in the radio business 20 years.
I was going to say that.
You could say 20.
He's been 25 years.
Buzz?
I'm going to say less than a year.
Okay, let's find out.
Buzz.
Tony, how long have you been in radio?
How long have you been in the radio business?
26 years.
I win.
Mike wins.
26 years.
Yeah.
Mike wins again.
And incidentally, I am 2-0 now.
That's right.
Because I got the first one.
That's right.
How long has he worked at WJFK? My first guess, I don't think about it, I'll say 4 months.
I'll say a year.
I'll say 3 months.
Tony, how long have you been here at WJFK?
5.5 months.
Wow.
Now, do I get that one?
Yeah, well, you're closest.
Closest, okay. All right. Have you ever served in the United States Armed Forces? My guess is no.
I will say yes.
I'll say no.
Have you ever served in the United States Armed Forces?
Yes.
Thank you.
How big loser I am.
Thank you very much.
Mike is
said
that
like Yoda. If so, in what capacity? I'm going to guess a chef.
I'm going to say
a cook.
Well, do we mean what branch?
Yeah, Rob, what do you mean? Do you mean what he did or?
I intended it as what branch.
Oh, what branch?
All right. And did he answer it as such?
Yeah, and that's how he answered it.
Okay. Oh, all right. Okay. Well, then I'm going to say.
Oh.
The basic army.
I'm going to say Navy. I say Navy SEAL.
Buzz.
If so, which is yes, in what capacity?
Air Force, Air Sea Rescue.
Ah, we're all wrong on that one.
That's part of
the fun. Hey, that's heavy duty, Air Sea Rescue. That's heavy duty stuff.
I was close.
That's part of the fun of Let's Meet Tony now.
So really, potential, I just want to mention this, Tony, potential hero.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you also the reason that we're fascinated by this guy, unlike the other slugs that work here. The thing is that this guy's come in, and he took this office, the engineer's office, which was just a garbage pail.
Yeah. I got to see this office. You've seen it, right?
Yeah. It's what he's done is he's on his own.
Right.
He's painted the walls.
Mm-hmm.
He's put carpeting in. He's put art in. He has flat-screen TVs.
Cool.
He has aroma-scented candles.
I'll try to see it soon, but there's just not enough time.
And he's constantly listening to jazz music,
uh-huh.
Which drives me nuts. He's working in our radio station listening to jazz. Okay, does Tony have any children? I think yes.
Yeah, I think yes.
I'll say yes.
Do you have any children?
Yes, a daughter.
One daughter.
There we go.
How old?
She is 26 and in the Navy.
26 and
very
in the
good.
Navy.
Wow.
Now, here we go. What is your favorite TV show? Who the hell's going to get this? What is your favorite TV show?
That is tough.
I'm going to say either Kill Whitey.
Oh, no.
Or 2.5 Men.
Oh, man, this is hard.
Buzz, you got an answer while Mike's thinking?
I would say According to Jim.
Mike.
That's America's favorite show.
Man, I'm going to say 60 Minutes.
Can I change mine to King of Queens?
Yes, you can.
Never mind.
What is your favorite television show?
The West Wing.
Yeah,
any reason?
The plots, usually there's multiple plots, and I get amused at how they manage to step on themselves in politics.
Nobody would have guessed that.
No.
I'm close enough and I didn't say sitcom, no, mine was news. No, I don't get credit for that.
Either you get them or you don't.
You're already winning by a landslide.
I know I am.
What is your favorite movie? I believe I have the answer.
All right.
Jenna Jameson Virtual Sex.
No, that's your favorite movie.
The DVD. His favorite movie, Tony's. Someone else go first here. I'm tired of going first.
I'm going to say Patton. I'll say Jaws.
I'm going to say Love Story.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, you got to play the game right.
What is your favorite movie?
Thomas Crown Affair.
Mm-hmm. The first one with Steve McQueen or the recent remake with Pierce Brosnan?
The remake.
Very nice. the remake.
Wow.
Right?
Surprising. He's still an enigma, you know, that, yeah. even with the answers.
Tony the Engineer, what is your preferred style of music?
Well, that's we all know the answer to that.
Jazz. What is your preferred style of music?
Jazz.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's all he listens to all the time in his office.
Point for everybody.
Who is Tony's favorite musical artist?
Ooh.
His favorite musical artist. I'm going to have to... Gosh, who's his favorite? Buzz, you got one?
I'll say Wynton Marsalis. I will say Miles Davis.
And, God damn, that's hard. All right, I'm going to say Kelly Osbourne. Here we go.
And your favorite musical artist?
Joe Sample.
Ah.
Joe Sample is...
I don't know. None of us know.
All right, who is Tony's favorite sports team?
I'll say the Redskins. That's a safe bet.
I'll say the Cowboys. I don't know why.
Hmm.
What is your favorite sports team?
I hate to admit this, but I very rarely follow sports, but in this case, the Redskins.
Oh, I note that he said that with a question mark.
Thought I had that when he
now,
said that
I
very
have a question
rarely.
For you. Uh-huh. I don't believe that you were playing the game seriously. I think you...
No, on that one I was.
You were? And
I
are
was.
You going to continue with the rest of the game? You give your comedy answer, but then I will accept your real answer after that. Because you are behind them.
Like
and
the
this
movie,
is a,
I had no
this
freaking
is a competition.
Idea.
This is like when you hit those tennis balls over the fence on purpose.
No, I have no idea what his favorite movie is.
I like Mike's suggestion. Play it like Hollywood Square.
Yeah.
Funny answer.
Then give us your real answer.
Right. All right. What is your favorite kind of food? Meaning Tony. What is... Okay. Do you want...
I have an answer. Italian.
Collard greens. Fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And watermelon.
All right. Now give your serious answer. That is your... Stop it.
That is my serious... Okay. Barbecue.
All right. I'm going to say Italian.
I'll say Italian also, actually.
Barbecue is my real answer.
What is your favorite kind of food?
Creole.
Creole.
Good answer.
Damn it.
Tony the Engineer. What is his preferred adult beverage? Now, Robbie, could we say either beer or wine or mixed drink?
I was looking for a particular brand, and he answered with a brand.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
But I'll be flexible.
Is it a beer?
It is not.
It is not a beer.
Is it an alcoholic beverage?
It is.
All right,
I'm going to say, Jesus Christ, Jim Beam.
I'm going to say Jack Daniels.
I'll say Absolut.
What is your favorite adult beverage?
Bacardi Limon.
Ah.
Bacardi Limon.
Man, he is an enigma.
Bacardi Limon. And I know you're wondering, is there more? Yes, there is. Now we're getting into some of the better questions.
Very good.
Those were setup questions.
Mike leads with 6 correct answers. Don has 4, and I have 2.
We've asked him 13 questions.
Buzz, I always tell you, you should get to know the people that work here.
Obviously.
Does Tony ever listen to WJFK in his office? I say yes.
Yes.
Because sometimes he would have to.
Yes. I say yes.
I say no.
What, do you ever listen to WJFK in your office?
Yes, occasionally.
That's funny. There's a guy who's really, really around a lot, team guy. Now we heard already his favorite radio station, right?
Mm-hmm. So he has no favorite station.
Right. Now here's one. What is your favorite program carried by WJFK?
All right.
Now he knows he's being interviewed by Rob, who he knows works on our show.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to predict that he says that piece of garbage, fake newsman, Bill O'Reilly is his favorite show.
I will say Pat Goss.
That's a car show.
I was going to say the wedding show, but I'll say the Don and Mike show.
Okay.
What is your favorite program carried by WJFK? The truth, please.
Oh, boy. Okay, guys, when you hear this one, try not to laugh too hard. Actually, it is Don and Mike.
All right. So, hey. I think the answer to number 17, do you ever listen to the Don and Mike show?
Yes, I do on occasion.
I do on occasion. I like Tony more and more.
Yeah.
This is serving to really make me like the guy.
He's honest, yeah.
Okay, one more before a break. And this is one that we can't bet on. We just asked Tony, what are your thoughts on Wendell Hall? Now, Wendell is our engineer for our show, and he was he was in here earlier today getting the naked ladies.
It's an essay question.
So we asked Tony. He's known Wendell a while. Any thoughts? What do you think on our friend Wendell Hall, our engineer? Uh-huh.
Any closing thoughts regarding working with a good friend of all of ours, Wendell Hall?
I've actually enjoyed that. I knew Wendell from a previous life where we both worked for a different company. He was in Baltimore and I was here. So fortunately, we already had some experience together. And no, I'm actually enjoying and looking forward to a relationship.
Well, I hope you two are very happy together.
Wendell right now is sobbing.
Now he's already answered that one, right?
Happy birthday to me!
That's a separate question.
Okay, well then we'll do one more before the break that we can bet on.
Okay.
Because now we're getting to the juicy stuff. It's still to come.
There's more.
We're going to ask him if he thinks we're nice.
Okay,
good. But the one that we lead into that after we have the favorites show and all that is, do you enjoy the Don and Mike show? And I'm going to be very specific and say he's not going to say yes or no. I think he's going to say sometimes.
All right, I'm going to be specific. He's going to say occasionally.
Then you and I
on occasion.
We would both get it because we're going to say he's not going to commit either way.
All right.
Buzz?
I'm going to go with occasionally also.
All right, we all have that.
None of us have the confidence that this guy who works here is going to say that he enjoys our show. Here we go. Tony, the engineer.
Do you enjoy the Don and Mike show?
Again, I hate to admit this, but yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wrong. Wow.
See, we don't know, Tony. We're learning, though.
A stunning upset. Buzz, we are 19 questions into this.
Mike still leads with 7 correct answers. Don has 5, and I have 3.
It's a horse race.
It's Tony. and some of the questions coming up.
Very good.
Do you think Don is a nice man? Do you think Mike is a nice man?
That, to me, is the whole quiz. Right?
Yeah. Do you think Charlie is a nice man? Do you approve of the WJFK bring your pets to work policy? What is your favorite aspect of WJFK? Many agree you now have the coolest office. Yeah. Office. Please describe your decor. Please do assign a letter grade to the current quality of the equipment.
If you could
change one thing about JFK, what would it be?
I mean, I like that.
We'll continue to meet Tony.
Yeah.
Meet Tony, Wendell's boss. He's not our boss, but he's the head of engineering here, and he's an enigma.
Yes,
we never see the dude, but he's here.
This is very exciting.
We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Mr. Phelps, I see under interests you've written debit.
No, that's the butt. The butt, yeah. And also, I like tennis.
The Don and Mike Show. Darling.
Bacardi Limon. Bacardi Limon.
Hold on.
I feel so weak.
Bacardi Limon.
Yeah.
Tony.
It's getting hard.
Bacardi Limon.
Wait till they get to the beginning of this song.
This feeling.
Bacardi Limon. Bacardi Limon.
It needs you.
See, when I was a disc jockey, we'd cue past all this because it really starts in a second here.
Bacardi Limon.
Come on, ladies.
You can't turn me off.
Bacardi Limon.
Not in the middle. Turning me on.
Bacardi Limon.
Oh, that's great.
I can't stop.
Bacardi Limon.
Okay. Back to Tony.
All right.
Back to welcome.
No, that's all right, Robbie.
I didn't play that. I need that. Put the Jude Walker back in. We never rejoined. We never officially came back. I was too busy.
Bacardi Limon.
Yeah, doing that.
Sorry.
Right. Sing it, baby.
Bacardi Limon.
They welcome vicious personal attacks.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Like maybe one of the 20 greatest soul records ever, really.
You can't turn me off.
Who Bacardi does Limon.
High energy.
Turning me on.
Bacardi Limon.
In the middle,
anyway, you get the idea.
Bacardi Limon.
Let's get back to Let's Meet Tony. Game sensation sweeping the nation. I'll tell you that we're going to have to postpone one thing for tomorrow's episode, and we're going to do it right in the front of the show.
Right.
Robin Williams versus Steve Martin, the Battle Royale.
Great debate.
Movies versus movies.
We've been how long has this debate been going on? Almost as long as we've been working.
The whole time we've been working, almost 18 years. And you know what, really, the best point is what that guy said to you yesterday.
Yeah, a guy that I met last night said, you know, what are you guys arguing about? They both suck.
True. But we're finally going to have the steel cage match. Movie against movie.
Yeah, who sucks more?
Robin Williams, Steve Martin, that's tomorrow.
And I really don't believe that either one of them really suck. Because they have both done funny things in their careers.
True. And I know that I still think Steve Martin is funny, even though none of his movies are funny anymore.
Yeah.
And do you feel that way about Robin Williams?
I do. And I feel that way to a certain extent about Steve Martin and his moments when they, I think you react to Robin Williams when he does his dramatic roles the same way I react to Steve Martin when he does the serious mind of comedy stuff. You know?
I don't know why they do that. I was watching a couple of seconds of, very briefly, Bruce Almighty. Funny movie.
I haven't seen it yet.
Really, it's been out forever, but it's on pay-per-view now. It's funny. I told you the guy from The Daily Show is great. That's what Jim Carrey's best at, really, being the rubber-faced comedian. Because really, you know, Chris Rock makes me laugh out loud, but so does Jim Farley. Mm-hmm. Jim Farley. And that is truth. Wasn't that the Ernest guy?
Jim Varney.
Jim Carrey. Chris Farley and Jim Varney.
Right.
And Jim Carrey. Anyway, God, what an awful segue this is. But why does Jim Carrey make a movie like The Majestic?
Right. I don't know.
Why do those guys have to prove that they're serious?
And you're going to laugh at me right now, but I think because they all want to be like Robin Williams and Tom Hanks to make that transition, and not many guys can do it.
And Steve Martin.
Yeah, but Steve Martin never really dove into a lot of the dramatic roles like Robin Williams and Tom Hanks did.
He didn't play a psycho.
I'm not arguing with you about it, but they really didn't. And that's why Jim Carrey does it, because they all think they're going to be Tom Hanks and walk away with the Academy Awards. That's what they all think they're going to do. That's why their agents have them make those decisions.
Tom Hanks had that one great lottery ticket, and everybody, I think, is in agreement. Tom Hanks is talented.
He's just easy to watch, and he makes good choices for his movies.
Anyway, tomorrow we'll argue that tomorrow, and I want to also argue the other part, because I think whatever it is you were just saying that I've forgotten already, I disagreed with.
Okay,
but Tony the Engineer.
Yes, you're always welcome to disagree with what you forget.
Here we go with Engineer Tony. Let's meet Tony. Here's the next question.
Good.
Do you think Don Geronimo is a nice man? Now, keep in mind that my contact with Tony has been limited. Mm-hmm. While he's been working here, I say hi to him.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't happy, I know, the day that I was complaining about the equipment, the day that he just stood outside the studio window and was just folding his hands and shaking his head. So I'm going to guess, honestly, he's going to say no, he does not think I am a nice man. Mike.
I'm going to say absolutely not. No.
You can be honest.
No, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to say yes, he thinks you're a nice guy.
I'm definitely going to say yes.
Well, I think he's being honest. I know the answer. The answer is no, I'm not a nice guy. So let's find out.
Wait. Do you enjoy the Don and Mike show?
Oh, hold on.
Yeah, I hate to admit this, but yeah.
Won't hold it against you.
Let's go right to, does he think I am a nice man? Here we go.
Do you think that Don Geronimo is a nice man?
So far. But it's early yet.
Good answer.
Yes, with an asterisk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think Mike O'Mara is a nice man? See, this one I would say yes, because we get, oftentimes you and I get painted good cop, bad cop, and it's okay because I go along with it. I know you do, too. There's no problem.
Right. We all think I'm a pretty nice guy.
And
how many years you and me been fooling them like that? How many years we've been making them think that out in the hallways, and then that door shuts and you see the real me.
Anyway, I'm going to say yes. Tony, the engineer, does think you are a nice man.
I've given Tony no reason to think I'm not, so I'll say yes.
Buzz?
I'm going to say no.
No.
Buzz, you know. Funny man.
Do you think that Mike O'Mara is a nice man?
Same answer.
Good.
Yes with an asterisk.
Yes, he hasn't gotten to know me yet.
Let's see. Do you think Charles Broyhill is a nice man? Our producer, super producer Charlie, I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no because most people who have contact with Charlie don't like him.
And really, I mean, I was kidding. Mm-hmm.
Charlie's tough. Charlie's a very...
I was half kidding.
He's the point man for this show. That's why they, have their problems.
I think I'm nice if you get to know me. I'm kind of shy and put up walls and barriers and stuff. But,
as far as I'm concerned with me, I would say the opposite.
Right, because
if you really get to know me, you'll find out. Yeah, that's why the whole marriage track record and everything.
But generally speaking, Charlie is just a jerk.
I don't want the lead covers my ass on that. I was making joke, okay?
Oh, I knew you were.
I was big. Sometimes I'm a little too dry. I don't really feel that way about myself. I'm a nice chick.
I think I'm a hot chick. I'm a hot chick. All right, the point is, Charlie has no social skills. Charlie slams doors in people's faces. Mm-hmm. Charlie tells people meetings are over. Charlie farts right in front of people. I love him, but I think Tony does not think Charlie's a nice
man. And I don't think Tony will think he's nice, and I love him, too.
I said the other day Charlie is charming, and I think Tony will feel the same way. I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Now, this one, I'm very curious. Do you think that Charles Broyhill is a nice man?
Charles, if you're out there, we have one run-in, but I love you.
So, as a yes, no, do you think he's a nice man?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
hey, one for
me. Tony's a good guy. I like Tony's
answers. There was a run-in. Now, here's something that we've talked about every once in a while on the show. This place, this radio station, I mean, if you got a kid and your kid's sick, bring the kid to work.
That's right.
If the teachers have the day off and you can't find someone, mm-hmm. bring the kid to work. And that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's very, very low-key, and we all like that.
What's great is that policy has now been extended to animals.
And we're not all that down with that.
On any given day, you can come into the station, go up to the office, open the door, and the next thing you know, really, a dog is scratching and sniffing at your crotch. And, you know, you don't want to be mean to the dog and think, come on, get out of here, but there's more than one dog that's here. So we asked, and I mean, really, the kind that walk on four legs.
Hey.
We asked Tony, do you approve of the WJFK bring your pets to work policy? I'm going to say, as an engineer, he's going to say no, because pets and pet hair and pet poop mean nothing but bad stuff for equipment. I say no.
And I'm going to say he'll say yes, because he's being diplomatic and he's new.
I'm going to say he'll say no.
Okay, so does he approve? Let's find out.
Do you approve of the WJFK it's okay to bring your pets to work policy?
Well, I seem to have inherited a dog, so I guess it's okay.
Wow.
So the dog lives in your office, basically?
At least daily he comes by to visit.
So I guess you approve.
It's okay. He's a good dog.
That's a yes.
There you go.
That's
all right.
A yes.
Both wrong. Buzz, you're catching up.
No, I said no.
Buzz
I said
wrong.
No.
Sorry
yeah,
about that.
What you meant to say was, Mike, you're expanding your lead.
I'm sorry. That's right. That's what I meant to say, Mike.
You must have forgotten that.
You know what I haven't forgotten?
What?
You're divorced.
Oh, that's so mean.
I'm sorry.
You leave me with nothing to...
I know.
No, you leave me with nothing
know.
To... You're more than welcome.
That's the only wound you have.
I understand.
Your way. God. Well, don't worry. I mean, I was one.
No, you were.
I was one.
Oh, that's funny.
What is your favorite aspect of the mighty WJFK?
That's a tough one.
Now, he's not going to say the camaraderie, because there is none. He's not going to say the unbridled station enthusiasm, because there is none. He's not going to say the fun atmosphere, because there is none.
Yes, he is. I think he is. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm going to say he's going to think it's fun.
I'm going to say he just says it's the people.
Well, wait, now, what's your favorite
aspect? What is your favorite aspect of the mighty WJFK? I'm going to say his generic answer would be, the people.
Mm-hmm. I'll say the fun. I'll say the variety of people.
All right.
What is your favorite aspect of the mighty WJFK?
Oh, now see, now you're going to make me get philosophical.
That's right.
I guess the diversity. You know, we cover so many things on the station, not just humor, but seriousness, as well as entertainment, as well as informational. That appeals to me.
You like the infomercials?
All right. You're getting me in trouble.
The infomercials.
I think Buzz has to get the nod with diversity.
Yeah, I agree.
So. Yeah.
Now, this is one we cannot vote on. We simply asked him the question. We've described this, and we posed it like this. Many are agree that you have the coolest office at WJFK.
Mm-hmm.
Please decide. Please describe the decor of your office.
Very good.
Many agree that you have the coolest office at WJFK. Can you please describe the decor?
Oh. trying to rescue would be a better a better description of it. Soothing, I guess, is the best way to put it. It's one blue wall. It's just an idea to be able to soothe the savage beast, because occasionally around here it gets a little hectic.
Yeah, the that... Is that Marantz? It's a limited edition?
It is. It is indeed. It's a Marantz unit called the Arch. It's a limited edition. It's not built anymore. 6 CD changer. And of course, I listen to, okay, don't tell anybody, jazz on that, which is when I'm not listening to the station.
I've never heard
him listen to the station.
The station looks, I mean, your office looks lovely while you leave Wendell down in the shop living in squalor, right?
That's why it's called managing engineer.
Please do be assigning a letter grade, A, B, C, D, or F, to the current overall quality of the equipment at WJFK.
I know the answer to this.
I'm going to say that he's going to say C.
Yep. Average. Because you great minds think alike. He's going to say C because he can't say F because that would be too negative, but he can't say A or B because then, you know, he's not keeping things going. No, but I'm saying also that, you know, he's the engineer, so he's keeping things running.
But this is a crappy place with crappy
equipment. Well, if he was honest, he would be, you know, giving it an F, which it deserves.
Since he's asked about the maintenance, the equipment and not the maintenance, I'm going to say he'll give the equipment a D.
Okay, here we go. The letter grade to the overall quality. Here we go.
Please assign a letter grade, A, B, C, D, or F, to the current overall quality of the equipment at WJFK. This is an engineer's perspective.
Now you're going to try to get me fired, right?
No.
For the most part, C or less. The facility is very dated. We hope to get budget money this year to do some updating. We have gotten some new stuff over the last couple of 3 months.
Really?
But generally speaking, we need to do some upgrading.
So your letter grade is a C?
Yes.
C or less.
That's a winner for us, Mike.
Yeah, but C is what he confirmed there, Buzz.
That's
C or less.
No, Buzz.
No, Buzz. I'm
C. Sorry.
Okay. Buzz was really hoping you were hoping to time me on
hoping
that one.
I'm going to get a bonus.
You?
Come on, throw me a bone. You know?
Here you go. If you could change one thing about WJFK, what would it be?
And I think we can both agree. Alan Lime won.
Yeah. Everything. I mean, how can you pick one thing? I'd say if he's a new guy coming in, if you could change one thing, it would be probably the layout of the station. That the station is... It looks like Helen Keller came in and decided put
it,
a desk here, put a microphone here.
Put a wall here.
All right. And I was joking with the Alan Lime. My serious answer would be, if he could change one thing, Tim McWilliams.
I'll say the budget.
If you could change one thing about WJFK, what would it be?
Oh, boy. Just one thing?
Tony?
Again, the equipment so we can have more reliable and be able to offer a better performance.
All right, the equipment.
Very good.
Mm. All right, we're coming towards the end here now. We asked him, Robin Williams or Steve Martin?
Did you really?
We did. And I don't know the answer, I swear to Christ.
Okay.
I'm going to say he's a Robin Williams guy.
Robin Williams, absolutely.
I'll say Steve Martin.
Who do you prefer, Robin Williams or Steve Martin?
Robin Williams.
Oh.
Bingo.
There you go, Mike. All right.
I knew it. But, you know, I mean, that's not fair because that's what 90% of people...
Well, no, it's like an IQ test with me. It's an IQ test.
Yeah.
How about this one? Ginger or Marianne?
Ah, good question.
Absolutely Ginger.
Marianne.
Buzz?
I'm going to say Marianne.
Thinking of Gilligan's Island, are you a Ginger or a Marianne guy?
Can I have both? If not, yeah. I guess Ginger.
Yeah.
Oh, I want the record to reflect. He closed his eyes and thought real hard.
That's right. That's right, Tony. Do you think President Bush will succeed in landing a ship on Mars?
Well, is that a manned ship or a...
That's simply the question.
He's already succeeded.
It's got to be
a man. Yeah, the president's talking about a manned flight tomorrow.
Because now we just have a Radio Shack toy up there.
Yeah, right. Just have a Radio Shack with not even a monkey in it.
All right, so will we send somebody a ship to Mars? I think he'll say, will we succeed? I think he will say, will the Bush administration? The Bush administration?
Mm.
No.
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 All right, no. Here we go. Oh, hold on. Cut. 29er.
Here we go.
Do you think that the Bush administration will succeed in landing a ship on Mars?
Yeah, it will be his great-grandson named Bush.
And did you see, so answer to that actually, no.
All right, that was no. And then the final question, did you see the Paris Hilton video?
Yes. Yes, he's an engineer. All the engineers have that internet
stuff. Say yes.
Buzz?
Yeah.
Did you see the Paris Hilton video?
No. Actually, I haven't.
Oh, we're all wrong. Wow.
Killer. All right, Buzz, before we hear his parting thoughts, there were between 29 and 30 questions. Who did the best? Who knows our engineer the best?
Mike still leads with 14 answers. Don had 11 correct answers, and I had 7.
Yeah, you know, as Tony would probably tell you, I know him better than anybody else here.
Because you're the nice guy.
You've talked to him. You've spent the most time. You've invested the
absolutely.
Most time.
Mike, let's end this segment.
I'm a people person, but
now that we've met Tony, let's get his parting thoughts. Tony, the engineer. Tony,
any closing thoughts that you'd like to, while you've got the national, while you've got the national audience's ear, any closing thoughts you'd like to pass along?
As always, just have a good show, guys.
Thank you for your time, Tony.
Tony's a serious guy.
There you go.
That's his most... You know, I don't think we'll ever get any more out of him.
That's
Tony.
I feel I know him better.
Yep.
And really, you got to go back to...
Okay, you know what it... Okay. Sorry. I'm just telling Rob we have to go back to something. We'll go back to it.
Cardi Limon?
Yeah. Absolutely. Here we go. Hold on just a second. Tra-la-la-la-la. You know what makes this song even better?
Come on.
Yeah, give me a second. We're still queuing it up. You don't make this even better.
Bacardi Limon.
What was that, Tony?
Bacardi Limon.
Yeah.
Hey.
I love
it. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Bacardi Limon.
He made it up.
I love it.
There's Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz.
Yes. Bacardi Limon.
Buzz, what is it? You know, I wanted to mention something. If you're buying a used car this weekend,
right,
make sure you have a chance so you don't get a limon.
Yeah. That's right. Bacardi Limon.
Limon. Et limon.
Mm-hmm.
What's your lead story, Buzz?
Today in the news, the effing FCC says it's effing changed its effing mind about the effing F word.
Oh, you are right there. Let me toast you with...
Bacardi Limon.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Bacardi Limon.
That was very...
Occasional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Bacardi Limon.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
The leading cause of obesity in America. The Don and Mike Show.
Time for Buzz's News. Buzz brought to you by Vermax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer. It is...
Someone call for a doctor.
Doctor developed clinically tested Vermax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today. Vermax, 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Oh, and thanks to AOL Top Speed, AOL for broadband. AOL Top Speed makes your web pages load faster on dial-up, up to 5 times faster, up to 2 times faster on broadband. AOL giving us a trip to the Super Bowl, 4-night and 5-day trip. We're giving it away with the all-nude Real Talent Show next Thursday.
Oh, boy.
Tell you about that very soon. Tomorrow on the show, Joe Buck.
Good guy.
From Phil. Ah!
Hello.
Ah!
Get it out to the fans. Here we go.
Excess potassium.
Loaded with potassium.
Uh-huh. Yum, yum.
Joe Buck from Philadelphia tomorrow, where the Eagles will play the Panthers.
Uh-huh.
Also tomorrow. Now, see, Mike, that's the basic difference. I've got that stuff coming up, and I let it go right on the microphone. You just had a nice, big, juicy...
That's not the basic difference. Just kidding. I'm kidding you, of course. I'm a kidder.
You had a big... Juicy something was that?
Well,
a
that's your season? Thing. You expectorate and you make it a celebration. You make it the effing Renaissance Festival, and I'm not going to steal your thunder.
You're not.
If we're both over here,
join me.
Sneezing and hacking. I mean, it's just no fun.
Join me. Nothing's better, Mike. Here's what I want you to do. Join me the next time that I have a big loogie coming up, and if by chance you have a big phlegmy cough, which I just turned on this cough button so you couldn't hear it.
I sneezed.
Let it happen. And then let's share.
Bacardi Limon.
This is a little thicker than normal.
Bacardi Limon.
Yummy.
Here is Buzz. Oh, so tomorrow, as I mentioned, Joe Buck, plus the Robin Williams argument, a Steve Martin argument, plus a game where you can win money. And, oh, yes, Joe Ardinger and his crazy sex tapes.
Yeah, I think tomorrow we're going to look at the I Enjoy Being a Girl or one or something
yeah,
like that.
Something yeah,
like
that. Whatever. If you're listening to the show tomorrow, make sure you've got plenty of
Bacardi Limon.
And I know we're going to. I'm not tired of that yet. Are you?
Bacardi Limon.
we're going to give that one a workout.
Are you tired of this though? This combo would it?
Now, see,
Bacardi Limon.
I've gotten used to that one. You mix the two, it's like a great cocktail.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, the Federal Communications...
Did you say cocktail?
Yeah, like a rum drink.
Limon.
A rum drink.
The Federal Communications Commission is flip-flopping on the F word. After Bono used it on the Golden Globes last year, there were a few complaints, but very few. Bono had said of his award, "This is really, really effing brilliant." After giving it some thought, the FCC decided no harm was done. It explained that Bono had not said it as an insult or to shock people or to describe bodily functions.
Bacardi Limon.
And that he didn't repeat it. But one FCC commissioner, the Parents Television Council, and others made a stink. They said it would set a bad precedent. That means they think people on radio and TV will start saying it all the time, which
I
is
made a stink.
Just effing stupid.
Yeah. Very early this morning.
So now they had a that's different, though, a different kind of stink.
Big effing stink.
Bacardi Limon.
So now the head of the FCC is recommending the commission change its ruling and put a total kibosh on the F word.
Well, you knew that was going to happen.
Yeah. Here's the thing. If they ever, and this will not happen in my lifetime of working in broadcasting, but if they ever just decided to relax the rules and say, like on HBO, you know, if you're listening to this show, you're going to hear adult language.
Right.
And if we were allowed to say the F word as often as we do in real life, and when we kid around, at first it might be a lot, but after a while it would just become a regular
absolutely
part of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many times really you talk to another guy or even a girl? I say, do you effing believe that?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know, it's like it comes out.
Yeah,
that's how we talk.
And it would be overused at first, and then it would be insanely overused by us. We would. I think really the amount of time before we'd slow down on it probably be a year. Well, you're probably right. Never. I mean, really, because we just use it.
Bacardi Limon.
And we'd be so excited about using it. It would be effing great.
Listen to WJFK.
Oh, hold on. I went past Bacardi Limon.
Oh, dear.
Excuse me, Buzz.
That's quite all right. Remember the woman who sued a popular upscale seafood restaurant chain after she
said... Hold on one second. I got to go back.
Huh?
So the FCC, they let Bono... Just so I'm sure on this with the lawyers.
Yeah.
The FCC let Bono say the F word.
Then they rule that it's bad, that they can't do it anymore.
So you can't say it.
Yeah, they tried to set a precedent that under certain circumstances it would be okay to say it. And we were very encouraged, very excited about that.
I got it. Now they've changed their minds.
Yeah, now they've gone back to their fuddy-duddy way.
All right, thank you.
Now, remember that woman who sued the restaurant chain, the seafood restaurant chain, after she says a condom stuck to her tooth while eating clam chowder?
That was on your news.
Remember that? That was great. She got an out-of-court settlement yesterday, just days before the case was to go to trial. She says her lawyers have told her not to talk about it anymore. She claimed she spent 15 minutes throwing up after the incident and another 18 months on a psychiatrist's couch popping anxiety pills. No word on how many clams she squeezed out of the restaurant. Today, though, the Smoking Gun website, God bless them.
These guys are good guys.
They tell us that Layla Sultan has sued before. Once against Taco Bell over some spilled hot coffee.
Oh.
And two other times after automobile accidents.
Oh, she's one of those people. She's one of those I want to sue you all the time people.
A Taco Bell lawyer tells the website that the case was, quote, BS.
Really?
Yeah.
That's BS.
Well, you know, if it was BS, why did they settle?
To avoid the publicity. That's why these chains and companies and the soda companies always settle.
It is an easy way to get some money that if you call one or two things.
You come by and you just drop a condom into your clam chowder?
Right. Unless they can prove you're a complete idiot and have already blown your case, they will cave and pay the settlement.
I also heard she had lost her lottery ticket.
Yeah, I remember that lady, too.
You know what? I was enjoying something last night, and I found a used condom in it. What was I having last night? It was a
Bacardi Limon.
That's right.
It was a used condom floating around.
Yeah, but you didn't go sue anybody, and you didn't spend any time throwing up.
No, did it taste good. I mean,
Bacardi Limon.
Would you like olives or condoms?
It was a Texas Chainsaw Massacre reality TV style for Rogue Rocker Ted Nugent this week. The animal shooting guitarist got 40 stitches after a chainsaw cut into his leg. It happened during a taping of his reality show for VH1, in which contestants have to rough it Nugent style to win $100,000.
That's not funny.
No, of course it's not, Don.
That Nugent getting his leg cut off.
That's not funny. Yeah.
The Motor City Madman.
Ironically, the show is called Surviving Ted Nugent.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Cardi Limon.
What a roid.
Kobe Bryant's lawyer is claiming that the woman accusing the NBA star of rape...
Have I told you you're my favorite?
That's not her.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Is that the woman?
That's her.
Wow.
The lawyer says that woman may have had sex with another man between her time with Kobe and her police medical exam.
Cardi Limon.
That gap is 18 hours.
Kobe saw that gap.
Kobe's lawyers filed papers that say...
Fall into the gap.
Kobe's lawyers filed papers that say the alleged victim's panties, the fresh ones she put on after seeing Kobe, were stained with the semen of another man.
What does the gap-toothed funny man have to say about that?
Kobe's lawyers also say the minor injuries in her vaginal areas are from multiple encounters, not one violent encounter with
George Michael
or Kobe. The police still have the panties she wore when she visited Kobe. The next hearing is in 10 days. The trial is still a ways off.
Wow.
We'd like to smell those panties.
I think I found them in some clam chowder.
These panties smell like Kobe Bryant.
No, that's clam chowder.
Hey, look what I found.
Bacardi Limon.
In my panties.
Lemon's good with clams.
Mm.
And as the question you posed earlier, is J-Lo banging Puffy again? Well, Ben Affleck is in Europe filming a movie and still not talking about rescheduling the wedding. And
and
looking kind of sad in a newspaper photo.
There's all kinds of a pub now with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
Uh-huh. Right.
I'll call him that.
Bacardi Limon.
Yeah, it's Limon and Matt Damon.
Damon.
That Matt Damon is over there making Bourne Identity 2.
Yeah, which I can't wait for.
And there's all kinds of pictures of them out drinking and whoring. And,
oh, really?
Yeah, the two of them are going off crazy street, which is why I thought maybe J-Lo went back to Sean Puffy Combs.
Well, and while Ben is looking sad in a newspaper photo sitting in his hotel room in Europe, J-Lo, meanwhile, is seen in the wee hours at a Miami nightclub with ex-boyfriend Sean Puffy, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy Combs.
She was a whore.
Quoting a snitch at the club, they danced and drank and had a great time till 4 a.m.
Did you say a snatch?
A snitch.
Oh.
A snitch. Slight difference. It was odd, he says. Diddy called ahead and said he was coming with J-Lo.
You said, what was it you said?
I said, a snitch?
The critics love snatch.
I'm fond of snitch.
Bacardi Limon.
With panties. Quoting a source to the New York Daily News about J-Lo, she's definitely making a statement. She still has a soft spot for him.
Oh,
the critics love it.
Soft, wet spot.
Mm-hmm. A lot will be decided when Ben gets back, says the source.
Is there any gap between P. Diddy and J-Lo?
Very little gap. They shared the gap.
Mm-hmm.
What
did they drink at the party?
Oh,
Bacardi Limon.
That's right. Who would have guessed that bestiality is not illegal in Florida?
Rob Spiewak!
I've done the research.
In any event...
Jerry, we're going on a new special vacation.
It's a real break for 50-year-old registered sex offender Bill McPhillips.
Oh, no.
A caretaker at his group home says he saw Bill sexually assault a little dog with a spoon while Bill pleasured himself.
Oh,
geez. Hold on, I'm getting turned on. Wait a minute.
Oh,
let me just,
gross.
Will you turn on the lights, Rob?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Turn on the lights for a second?
That's nice.
Moody.
That's nice. Okay.
And I need some... let me get something going
here.
You
got the sexy music, I think.
Hold on, I got something here. Give me a
guy put a blanket over himself and the dog.
Wait.
I'm just filling while you find the music.
Second,
I'm giving you more to work with.
Let me see. What's sexy? Oh, baby. Oh. Oh, yeah, okay. All right, hold on a second. Now I got my light set.
Yeah.
No, hold on, wrong one.
Too peppy.
Hold on, I got the right one here. Baby. Tell me the story now, Buzz.
All right, the caretaker at the group home.
Tell it to me in your sexy voice.
Oh, God.
Caretaker at the group home says he saw Bill sexually assault a little dog with a spoon.
Yeah.
While he pleasured himself
Oh.
under a blanket.
Hey, Rob.
Baby.
With just the dog.
Rob.
Hey, Rob. Turn the epic lights back up.
No, Rob, don't. Don't, Rob, don't.
You are sick. You are grossing me out.
Quoting a voyeur, I mean sheriff's deputy. According to neighbors, he's always walking around with animals. Kissing, licking them, and everything. Cats, animals he picks up, end quote.
Sometimes we take theater of the mind a little too far.
We really have the lights turned.
Hey, what are you doing? You're running the moon. Thank you.
I'm out of juicy details. You'd have to make them up at this point.
Yeah, it's Don, great. Story's over.
God, like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, I like
reality.
The lights bright in here, but what's going on, man?
That's good. You needed that.
Think of all the babies I just killed.
Yeah, well, back to reality. McPhillips,
Cardi Limon.
McPhillips now faces charges of animal cruelty, as well he should, and indecent exposure. As I said, there is no law in Florida against bestiality. Local animal cruelty investigators say they're working to change that.
And Buzz?
Yes?
Will you turn the lights down just for a second and get Rob, please, just for a second? I just have a question.
Okay, Don, what's your question?
Just so I got this straight for later tonight.
Yeah, Don.
It's a man?
Right, it's a man.
He's having sex with the...
Don, I'll tell you. Can I tell you what it is?
It's a man.
It's a dog and a spoon.
Oh, yeah.
Under a blanket.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Limon.
Oh, dear.
All right, lights,
lung matter coming up.
Lights back up. I'm done.
Boy, thank God.
Where's the remote control?
Give me the remote.
I've completed.
Mm-hmm. But it's too bad fish can't read. They'd really appreciate the product safety warning found on a fishing lure, which reads, harmful if swallowed.
Where'd you get that? Is that it?
Yeah, no, there's more.
Okay.
That warning.
There doesn't have to be, Buzz.
No, there doesn't.
Oh, but there is. You see, that warning just came in fourth in this year's wacky warnings contest.
Harmful if swallowed.
In third place was the warning on a CD storage rack, do not use as a ladder, it says.
Joe Gibbs likes that.
In second place was the warning on a snow sled, that said, beware. Sled may develop high speed under certain snow conditions. The winner was the warning on a drain cleaner. It says, if you do not understand or cannot read all directions, cautions, and warnings, do not use this product.
You know, that's very Smoky Rivers.
Yeah.
If you're having problems receiving WAVA,
please call us. A message he ran on the radio station for people that couldn't hear it.
But my favorite, and I'm lowering my lights for this one, it was for a massage chair. Its warning read, do not use without clothing and never force any body part into the backrest while the rollers are moving.
Bacardi Limon.
That's good.
Don, baby, how's it going?
Bacardi Limon.
If we stop here, we'll get another full segment.
Uh-huh.
So we'll do that. What's next on your blotter?
Queer Eye for the Green and Gold Guys.
Are you talking fags? Excuse me, fags and Green Bay?
And Packers.
Are you talking about Fudge Packers or Green Bay Packers?
Well, I guess you could say both.
I thought they were green and yellow.
Listen, to get through that next segment, I'm going to need a drink if you're going to be talking about the Packers.
What do you want?
Bacardi
Limon.
That's what I want. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Bacardi Limon.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Bacardi Limon. Bacardi Limon.
All right, one more time.
It's not what's up, Don? How you doing? The Don and Mike Show.
Bacardi Limon.
I'm very proud of the fact that we've been on the air almost 4 hours today, and we've not spent a lot of time screaming about the weather. Here in D.C., the weather
tomorrow's
forecast.
Show.
Yeah, they've changed. We just called again during the break.
Uh-huh.
And now they have a new wrinkle.
Yeah.
That it's going to be snow, but changing to sleet and freezing rain,
mm-hmm.
unless you live north of the city.
Yeah, and so they waited till, it's 2 hours away before they mentioned the freezing rain.
Let's, you know what? Let's just, Buzz, give me a second.
Sure. This is important.
It's 936-1212.
It's going to be a sheet of ice on everything, I guess.
Is that what they're saying,
that's,
really?
Yeah, eventually, after the snow.
An ice storm? Are you kidding me? Well, now, it says nothing about that on the weather phone. It just said...
The latest weather forecast brought to you by Verizon.
Okay.
The current temperature is 32 degrees.
Okay.
The winds are out of the west at 5 miles per hour.
I don't know what they're talking
Here's
about.
Here's your current forecast from the National Weather Service.
It's Charlie.
It's going to be really snowy.
No, he doesn't
a good chance to stay inside and have hot chocolate.
Mm.
And if you put a fire on, you can toast marshmallows. Because the snow will be coming down just like Christmas. And then once it falls, you can go out and go sledding. Because we're supposed to get some snow.
Thank you for listening to the forecast.
Bye.
There he goes.
He's so right. Is the real forecast for ice storm?
No, the real forecast is for snow, but they expect the snow that first falls to melt and then freeze. So that there'll be a sheet of ice, and then we get the 1 to 3 inches of snow on top of that.
They never had an idea.
I know.
Anyway, and good for us that we've only spent a minute today talking about how stupid the weather people are.
Yeah. Do you want to take this opportunity to close all the schools tomorrow, though?
Yeah. Hey, kids.
Yeah.
Hey, kids. Right. It's me, Uncle Donnie. Tomorrow, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Prince George's County, Montgomery County,
right.
Fairfax County, Arlington County,
mm-hmm.
Arlington. Everybody gets a day off except the District of Columbia.
Mr. Romano's views are not as real. Don't respect the real issue with the school board.
No, listen to me, kids.
Uh-huh.
Tonight, stay up. Raid the liquor cabinet.
Turn your pajamas inside
watch
out.
Watch some porno.
Listen to Romano's opinions on his own. And all the thing the real parents want him to do.
You're old enough. Take out the car for a spin before the snow starts.
Mr. Reynolds, here's a comedy-based commentary and a third-baseman of Milwaukee Bucks parents.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The Place, Milwaukee. The time, Sunday afternoon. The events.
Hi, I'm here to find
Oops,
out.
What?
I don't know. Well, hello. A Packers game on TV and the Home Builders Expo downtown. It's all manly stuff in Milwaukee on Sunday.
Hold on, Buzz.
Yeah?
Really? This is not a goof.
Okay.
There's a guy, I don't know if he's kidding us or not, named Matt on the telephone who says he's just seen on TV, they're calling the, whatever the storm is, it's going to hit the Washington area,
uh-huh.
a blizzard.
Oh,
now, Matt, really, where did you see this? Or hear
I was
this?
At the World's Gym in Manassas. I just left. I was on the treadmill when it came on. The head white lady, I can't think of her name.
Did you say the head white lady?
The head white lady.
Yeah, I can't think of her name, but it's...
Sue Palka?
Yeah, I think that's her name. She came across and said, preparing for the blizzard, and then they sent it to the weather guy. And he said that it was going to be...
No, so maybe the head white lady was the anchor.
Doreen Gensler?
That's who it was. And then they sent this... I don't know any news people's name, and then they sent it to the...
He would agree
Bob Ryan, I think that's his
Bob
name.
Bob Ryan, okay.
And it was the head white lady.
Doreen,
that's the head white man.
Yeah. And they said, preparing for the blizzard, I had to get off the treadmill because it was making me laugh so damn hard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, thank you,
and
Matt.
And us, too.
Thank you, Matt.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Great report from one of our stringers out
sure
there.
Sure was, Don.
That was Matt. His report.
Well, now I want more information. I'm sorry.
His report.
Now you've succeeded, both of you, in getting me into a real lather.
Had the main white woman on television.
Right.
Yeah. So what was it, Robbie?
It's what I know because it's what I call my wife, the head white woman.
The head white woman.
So we don't know if it's going to be an ice storm or a blizzard.
Nobody knows. Ask the big...
attack of the big white bitch.
Ask the head white woman. And then when you're done...
Bacardi Limon.
Chill out. Anyway, buzz enough about the weather. I'm sorry.
So it was Milwaukee. It was Sunday afternoon.
Oh, right, right.
Packers game on TV.
Story.
Big Home Builders Expo downtown in Milwaukee.
Go, Pack, go!
Oh.
Manly stuff abounds. Oh, so where were 1,200 Packers fans during the game? Well, they were at the expo meeting two of the queer guys. 3,400 people in all turned out to meet Jay and Kyan. Mostly are being a manly home builders expo. A lot of them were guys asking questions about grooming and clothing.
Shut up! You're telling me this is during a Packers game?
During the game. Now, there were 3,400 people there, you know, over the course of the day, but during the game in the afternoon, 1,200 people.
Shut up!
No, really, 1,200 Packers fans were there.
There you go.
They could be
people, but don't call them Packers fans.
Oh, they were big Packers fans.
Because we
asked them.
Regardless.
Shut up!
Regardless of their sexual orientation,
uh-huh.
A real Packers fan would not be seeing queer eye for the straight guy when there's
the
a game.
Falls at the same time when those two guys were in town.
Yeah.
What are they going to do?
Shut up!
What would you do? Many said they loved the Queer Eye for the Straight Guy TV show as much as they love football.
La, la, la. These
These are people wearing Packers socks.
I don't hear this.
They were wearing Packers socks. Dressed in green and gold, head to toe.
You don't know that,
I do.
Shut up.
Yes,
you
I do.
You don't know that.
Yes,
no,
I do.
Don't. No, you don't.
Quoting 40-year-old Greg, who waited 45 minutes for an autograph, I'd missed some of the game to see these guys, and he did.
Shut up.
He says,
you know, and me with my banana allergy.
Yes.
You know, happy thoughts tonight, Buzz. If I die because of my increased potassium level
and anxiety,
and then they say it was really the story about the people who went to the queer show,
we will blame Buzz for killing you
instead of going to a forget if it's the Packers, any NFL game.
Well,
for goodness sake.
This particular fan says he just set the VCR for the game. He said he can watch that anytime, but this was his only chance
really
to meet the
queer
guys.
All right. As someone who lived a large part of my life in Wisconsin,
yes.
I'm not talking about.
I know.
I lived in Wisconsin. I want to tell you this. I know this. And I got a brother who still lives there.
That's right.
The state of Wisconsin, the only way you can live there and you're black is if you play for the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
That's it. And second, I know this. They got big signs on the interstates. No gays allowed. It says, welcome to Wisconsin, America's Dairyland.
Right.
Black only if you play football. No queers allowed. I've been there. I've seen the sun.
What a wonderful tribute to the state of Wisconsin.
Shut up!
Sorry. Go to Queer Eye.
Party Limon.
Go to Queer Eye for the Straight Guy soundtrack. Be far behind? Why, no, not at all. It's due out February 10th with the title, What's That Sound? It'll include some Duran Duran.
Ass-effing.
It'll include some Duran, some Elton John, along with Sting, Kylie Minogue, and Billy Squire. It will also include the show's ever-present gay disco-sounding theme song, All Things Just Keep Getting Better.
And here now from the new Queer Eye for the Straight Guy CD. I was just kidding about that other thing, of course. They have queers in Green Bay. They have queers everywhere. Let them get together. Let's salute the new album, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, soundtrack.
That's right.
Tony Orlando.
With every yellow ribbon.
Yuck.
Every yellow ribbon.
Bacardi Limon.
Shut up!
Oh, please. Yes, shut up. Well, some pretty taboo movies are being released now, and although they won't hit a lot of movie screens, should make Mr. Skin happy.
There's a great porno years ago called Taboo.
Yes.
And I think there was a Taboo 2.
Yes, and 3 and 4.
Yes, what say you to Taboo 2?
Well, these latest mainstream taboo movies, if you will, are getting a lot of media attention. The first is a movie called The Dreamers from Bernardo Bertolucci.
Make me feel good.
Fox Searchlight Pictures has announced it'll release the movie uncut, landing it a much-dreaded NC-17 rating.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
No, it doesn't, Sam. Most movie makers would rather release the films unrated than face an NC-17 rating. That rating is generally box office poison. But Bernardo says he's delighted the movie will be released complete.
Box office poison. Yeah. I love it when you use that, Buzz.
Yeah.
I always have
Mommy
Box,
Dearest.
Box office poison.
Christina Christopher, damn it.
Bertolucci says he's delighted the movie will be released complete with its full frontal male and female nudity.
You're not going to believe this.
It's incest, group sex, and other variations.
Wow.
It's the first NC-17 rated movie from a major studio in 6 years.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Bacardi Limon.
With one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Box office poison.
That's right. Here's the source.
Okay, we'll just cut it there. Box office poison.
Well, the movie industry is finding out that if it wants to prevent illegal copies of its work, it needs to clean up its own act first. Twice in 1 week, this week, movies on video sent to Oscar voters have turned up on the Internet. The movies are Tom Cruise's The Last Samurai and Jack Nicholson's Something's Gotta Give. These are the same Oscar voters who work in the same movie industry that says it's losing $3.5 billion a year to video piracy. The industry tried banning the preview copies for Oscar voters last year, but there were loud complaints from some very big names who make some very small independent films that they fear would be overlooked without the videos. The Something's Gotta Give leak has been traced to a 69-year-old actor from NYPD Blue who said to be, quote, mighty embarrassed. Well, I wonder who it is.
I don't know. I didn't recognize the actor's name. I didn't even jot it down because it's nobody any of us had ever heard of.
Wow.
An old guy.
Here's one take I have on this. Yep. That I dig where they're coming from, that if there's a movie out and you want someone to pay $10 to see it, it really shouldn't be on the internet so you can go, you know, get it for free.
Right.
I dig that. But what I don't agree with, and I think it's really ineffective, is these ads that they have running when you go to the theater now. Mm-hmm. The very first thing you see is...
Oh, yeah.
It's like
a
Hollywood set, and it's the guy that's building the set, and he says, "Yous may not know who I am.
I'm a carpenter that works building sets at the movies.
I have worked on such films as Titanic, Pretty Woman, and the recent Will Smith, Tommy Lee Jones, Men in Black. Piracy really hurts all of us." Listen, I don't doubt that that's the story that's true, that it's the little people that get hurt, but you're sitting there in the theater watching it, and you go like, well, F you.
I know.
You've already paid.
Yeah, you're in the theater. Yeah. Why are we watching this inside the theater? And if they're talking to the guy with the video camera sitting in back here.
Amen. That's the point. Listen.
They're yelling at the wrong people.
A lot of people talk about what chemistry is on the radio, and this is what it is. Mm-hmm. When I say something, he finishes it.
Yeah.
And that's really it. That's my whole point. Why are you showing the message with the people saying, "I worked on The Princess Bride,"
right,
yet people watch it for free? You're showing this announcement to people who already paid $10 to get into the theater.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know, you really want to do something about it, buy some primetime commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Buy some radio commercials.
Yeah, and really spend the money to do that. And
buy some outdoor advertising.
And besides, what they're doing in movie theaters nowadays is ridiculous with the commercials in general.
Yeah.
You know, knock it.
Well,
you know what? I used to dig trailers, but I think there are too many trailers in movies now.
Well, they're losing money on those commercials and, you know, of course, on the popcorn. Some of us may get a peek at a very embarrassing mistake this weekend. The publishers of USA Weekend magazine have alerted their 327 distributing newspapers about the screw-up. Word is, a racial epithet was unintentionally embedded in the background text of an illustration.
What do you think it is? Hey, Rob, you want to play a game? See which one of us can... My hand's in the air.
We have two guessers in the room already.
I bet I agree with you already.
Well, there's, you know, there are not many of them, fellas. Probably pretty easy to figure out.
There's more than you would think, Mike.
I'm sure.
There are plenty.
I'll get you a brochure.
Anyway, we don't know exactly. They haven't said, they won't say exactly what the racial epithet is.
But
we're assuming.
It's the N-word, right?
The big one. We're assuming that.
So
that's what I think is a safe assumption.
This is in the text of...
Here's how they describe it, and this is just hinky in itself. They say the epithet was unintentionally embedded in the background text of an illustration, which raises the question, how do you unintentionally embed anything?
Yeah, really.
Anyway, quoting the magazine...
I tell you, if you want to intentionally...
unintentionally embed...
Bacardi Limon.
It goes right to their head.
I get it, yeah. Right. Quoting the magazine CEO, "Unfortunately, our editors didn't check the illustration before it was sent to production. We are embarrassed and regret this. New procedures have been put in place to prevent such errors in the future."
Well, so what you're saying is
pinky to me.
USA Today knows already that something that they're sending out has the N-word in the background, and rather than just scrap it, they're calling up all these newspapers saying, oh, yeah, incidentally, 327,000, whatever the number buzzes, just had a huge number.
Yeah, easier to call them up than to pay to have it taken off.
Yeah, and make sure you have a pair of scissors handy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, these papers are already stacked up in the back rooms of your local hometown newspaper, ready to go for Sunday.
Amen.
Some of you will get revised versions. A lot of you will get the bad version.
Wow. Let me just say, Rob?
Yes?
Congratulations.
Job well done.
You know who you are.
Job well done.
Eisner's Disney is closing its Orlando animation studio and putting nearly 260 people out of work. The people just aren't needed anymore as Disney goes from hand-drawn cartoons to computer-generated ones.
Of course not.
2,200 people used to work at that studio, then 600, now just over 300, and they're in California.
Smith the Miss Eisner, Smith the Miss Eisner.
Did you make sure the door didn't hit him in the ass on the way outside, Smith?
Sir, great news. Most of the staff at Disney World has now been replaced by the Apple iPod.
Fantastic. I love it when we can replace high-priced humans with machines. Good job, Smith. It's getting me all sexually charged.
Sir, I was wondering tonight, after we make glorious man-on-man love, if we could both share...
Bacardi Limon.
We'll do that, Smith. Smith, I ask one favor of you.
Yeah, Smith here, over.
Smell it. Smell it until it gets bigger. Do it, Smith.
Sir?
Yes.
I say this with all respect.
Yes.
Bite it.
I'd love to, Smith. Come up for the biting and wear your tights.
Sir?
Yes, Smith.
May I smell it?
Yes, smell it until it gets bigger. And then grip it.
Oh, yes, sir. Incidentally, also, I should say, a family from Bismarck, North Dakota was...
Or is it South Dakota? I always get the
name mixed up.
A family from Nebraska was killed today on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, looking for advice on handling the situation. Over.
I can't stand that, Smith. I just want you to squeeze it until the mayonnaise comes out.
Sir, two dead children, sir.
Well, that's all right. Oh, Smith, we've run out of time.
But, sir, I love you, sir.
I love you, Smith. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Smith out.
Lick it.
Smith and Eisner.
Smell it.
And finally, more wacky injuries in the news. In New Jersey, a man who stole two snakes from a pet store stuffed them down his pants. As you may have guessed and may have hoped, one of the snakes bit his snake. The snake was not poisonous, so no one had to suck out the poison.
I get you.
That's a ripper. Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Oh, yeah. You might
make it after all. Bacardi Limon.
Rub it near the base.
I'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 All right, you get the Bacardi.
All right.
I'll get the Lemon.
Put it near the base.
BM Eaters.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.